Heart Radio Station.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Gigi.
I kind of got tingly.
Peter.
Kiss this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo, you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. It comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call. 866-967-6837. I am told that the phone system's going down all the time is a problem with AT&T. I don't know if, I mean, I guess that's true, perhaps. I don't know how that makes our whole phone system crash, but
yeah, are they passing the buck and saying, no, it's them, it's not us?
I don't know. It's bizarre. Yesterday, our phones were crashing all the time.
Did that change since yesterday, end of show? Because at the end of the show, the guy here said it was our internal network.
It did change after.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I got an email. It said AT&T to blame. But I mean, anything's possible, I suppose. I don't know. So hopefully we'll see. Hopefully, it's not an issue today, but we'll find out. We'll see. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Comedian TJ Miller will be here in studio. He's at Hilarities this weekend. He'll be in about an hour. Bert Kreischer is he performing tonight?
Yeah,
Bert Kreischer.
All
right, so Bert Kreischer has shows all this weekend.
Yeah.
TJ Miller has shows all this weekend. It's a weekend of comedy here in town. And Doogie's been pimping the hell out of these Bert Kreischer tickets on Twitter. Every time I go to the website, I see Doogie pimping. It's like she's almost getting a,
does she have a steak
cut or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, cut. Yeah. I can see
kick
that.
Back. Yeah.
Something's going on. I mean, I've never seen so many tweets.
No, it's I don't know if you know this, but it's how many shows? That's a lot of shows that he's trying to sell, and he's done it. Uh-huh. And it's just, I'm proud of him. So all we have left is Sunday show. Everything's sold out.
All we have left. And it's very
to
interesting.
Help Bert.
All we have left. Like she's
no,
and she's getting ticket counts. I find this all very, very strange.
I love the
behind
the
scenes. Every day she comes in and she tells me how many tickets are
we
available
have left for.
Yeah,
yes,
we have this many to
and
move.
I go,
but we don't have any tickets.
Yes.
Exactly. I go, I don't know why you keep bringing this up to me.
Because it's cool to see where he is, and then there's nothing.
Is this
left
just because
him?
Like you're
you want
you're
to be part of
somehow on the periphery of this? Is that what it makes you exist?
No. She wants to take credit and have her name in the credits at the end of the special or something.
Well, I know that Bert and his team appreciate the help that your show gives him.
Bert doesn't even know anything about your tweets. Trust me.
He called in here or something the one day when he only had the two shows, and Doogie was like, wow, you're really doing well selling those out. You should add another show or two. So she probably is in on these other two,
trying to make
a buck.
Yeah, I'm guessing Bert probably never figured after he sold out his first two shows, I should add another show. Thank God Doogie was here
to tell him.
I am proud of him. I really am. This is a big deal. And I've never seen a Netflix special being taped. Have you?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix?
I think it might have been HBO, but yeah.
It's not Netflix. Just saying. Have you ever seen somebody taping a Netflix? I want to see the cameras.
Jim Norton did his one here.
Did you see that?
I was there, yeah.
Was it cool?
It was very cool.
So I'm excited to be a part of that. tickets left.
You're
Sunday
not a
only.
Part of it. You're just in the audience.
Yeah, no, you're not. You have nothing to do with it. You're right. Just there to show up.
Yeah, that means the same as me. Just in the audience. Hey. I'm as much a part of it as anyone else in the audience.
She wants to get this day started at like 5 o'clock Saturday. Come over to my house.
We're having a party at Charlie's house.
This whole thing is.
I keep trying to say, don't show up till 6:37.
Like, I'll be there at 5.
This whole thing is so strange. She tried to coerce me into
hanging out with your staff. Ooh.
Yeah. Take everyone out to dinner. I go. No one wants.
No.
What a lie! What an absolute lie!
I'll go to dinner with you, boss.
What an absolute lie!
No, okay. You want to go down this road? Let's go down this road. I said, Rover, it would be kind of cool if it came from you saying, "Hey, let's all get together." If you want to grab something from you,
this is a total lie.
I'm trying to make this, no. It is not. Doogie, take a lie detector test right now.
You're telling me.
I'm not talking steaks and champagne and all that.
You didn't tell me to take everyone out to dinner before the Bert Kreischer show.
I just said that. I said, ask everyone what they want to do. Do you want to go grab something to eat? Do you want to have some drinks? I said, I'm slowly trying to go down that road where we're all going to hang out beforehand. If they want to grab something to eat, if they go to Charlie's house, go whatever. But it'd be nice for you to hang out with your staff.
These things happen organically, and you're trying to force
things. No,
you have to
plan it. No, I'm not.
This is how Charlie ends up having everyone come to his house. That's not organic.
It's six. You
browbeat him. Right, because you browbeat him until he said, okay.
He wanted to buy a house so he could have people over. Now I'm bringing in people and snacks.
Was this your idea, Charlie? This was...
Hey, people and snacks.
Snacks.
Oh, okay.
And beer.
Was it my idea? No.
Okay.
Are you mad?
No. I don't mind. Come over.
I'm going to. Yeah, might just be me.
Just come over at an appropriate time. I think Mattitude's going to come.
Yeah, I'm done.
Snitzer is...
Yeah. What time's the show?
8:30.
What time
do
you want to be over there?
Five.
Ooh.
Doors are at 8:30 for Saturday night. We could do this off the air.
Okay.
But I'm just saying,
Rover,
nice.
You're welcome to come. Dieter, if you're coming. I don't know if you're coming. Dumb. Everybody's welcome to stop over. Have a couple drinks.
Yeah, why not?
And then we head to a bar, and then we head to the show.
Yes. Perfect. That's a fun Saturday night.
Well, good. I'm glad that you worked that out.
Come with us.
I really was annoyed that she's trying to force my hand.
I didn't know
the
part about making you pay for dinner for us.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And that's an absolute lie. If you say anything other, it's an absolute lie.
Here's what she said.
You need to take everyone out to dinner. Okay. It doesn't need to be a fancy place.
That's not organic.
No. That's what she says. It doesn't have to be fancy.
No, you're totally spinning this because you look like a jackass, because I told you it would be nice if you said to everybody, hey, you guys want to hang out beforehand? You want to grab dinner?
What's
the
dispute?
Take us out to go get something to eat. You guys, if you want a burger,
are saying the
expensive.
Same thing here. I don't know what the dispute is, because it sounds like you...
I'm trying to force him to buy dinner.
She had the idea. She wanted me to take her out to dinner, basically. She had the idea that she wanted to freeload off of me Saturday
night.
Oh, my God. And when I was not receptive to that, Charlie... That's when she came
with your staff?
To want to freeload off of you.
Oh, what? She tried you first, then...
And that was the backup.
That was the backup plan.
Yes, Charlie. Yes.
My house That's was great. The backup plan?
No, I told you. No,
yeah, because the first plan was, Rover, take everyone out to dinner. That was the first plan.
I told you weeks ago, I'm going to slowly start getting everyone together so we can hang out as a show. It would be nice if it came from you.
That's...
If
such
you want to take us to dinner, do whatever. Okay.
Such a lie of how she's portraying
That's
this.
Totally
I just,
fine.
Out of all the years of working with Doogie.
Totally fine. If you want to go down
that road.
Do
you believe my story? No. My side of the story or hers?
No.
That hers is so typical.
Oh, yours.
Because you're so giving.
No, I was just saying, you know, how nice it would be if we could all get together before the show.
I didn't suggest anything.
Rover, that's you putting two and two together, Rover, that you should pay to take me out to dinner, Rover.
Whatever.
She also soured Jeffrey beyond belief, and he might not even go anymore.
He's already going
of her,
to your house.
Her actions. She said to Jeffrey, will you be my date to Bert?
I had an extra ticket.
Jeffrey,
everyone was going with a spouse.
Was over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't be more excited. He was talking about it for a week.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the week I was driving him in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we talk about the entire time. What Jeffrey's going to be wearing, if he's going to be able to hold Doogie's hand. Mm-hmm. He couldn't be more excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then for no reason whatsoever, she said,
"No, I said on the air, everybody was a witness.
You're no longer my date."
If, and now Jeffrey's, you don't tell Rover the car model information, give him the good.
He did eventually. What's the big deal? So now Doogie said,
she's punishing him.
Punishing him. We're all still going together. But in Jeffrey's mind, he was looking forward to this so much. Now he says he might not go.
He's going to go.
He said yesterday right in the studio he might not go. Rover, you heard that, right?
He'll go to Bert Kreischer. He's going to go to your house. He'll be there at 5 o'clock with me.
I'll probably take Jeffrey out to dinner beforehand.
You should. Nice. That would be a nice gesture.
Go
take
on a date
everybody.
With Jeffrey.
I'll just sit at Charlie's house by myself with my snacks and my beer.
Oh, it was so annoying.
You're annoying.
I could not believe the way she was trying to...
I was giving you an
twist
idea.
No, you were
no,
not
I was,
giving me
so
an
that
idea.
If it came from you, it would
not,
be organic
no.
and it would make you look like a nice
no,
boss.
That's not,
exactly, and no, you know that's no. what I was doing.
You, were,
you know it.
You are such a liar.
No, you're lying right now.
I mean, you what motivation would I have to lie? None of this was my idea. Why would I lie about this?
I know it wasn't your idea. I was trying to do something nice
why
for
would
you
I,
to put you in a position to say to your staff who works really hard
I
for you, let's go hang out.
Lie.
Because I just said it. I'm trying to make you look nice. Hang out, everybody. Let's bond.
This is not how it went down at all.
A bag of Doritos.
It was basically, if you don't do
to
this.
Charlie's.
Oh, okay, so that's a dispute, how it was said.
Yeah.
She's saying she said it really nicely.
Of course not.
And you're saying it was a demand.
I find it very interesting that she's planning this big bonding moment on a day for the whole show on a day that she knows I'm not going to be there. I have to
work. Dieter's not going to be there.
What do you have, a wedding or something?
Big bonding moment then.
Dieter, you're not going to go either?
I didn't know everybody was going.
Oh, you lie!
That is, now there's another lie.
Rover,
that is a total lie right there.
No, this is new. A month ago she goes, you want to go to Bert? And I go, when is it? She's like, Saturday night. I'm like, I don't know. I go, I'm going to see Bert probably all day. That was the last of it. And I just heard the past 2 days, I'm going to Charlie's and all this stuff.
Well, why would I tell you to go to Charlie's if you didn't want to go out?
No, you didn't tell me to go to Charlie's.
I heard
Charlie inviting people to go.
But I know you didn't want to go.
No. I didn't know everybody was going to this. And now I found out people are. I thought it was just you, Charlie, and Snitch.
So do you have other plans?
I do have a poker tournament I can play in.
I see.
I got to pick. I could try to make that and then go to Bert's, but it's late.
So this whole thing that Doogie is trying to run, that she's trying to operate here.
It's a mess, Robert. It's all over the place.
It's a scam. It's a total scam. It's
what's
one of
mess?
No.
It's not a scam.
I know exactly what it is, and I
she just wants a free meal. Or
you
might
hold on.
You might talk with Bert.
No.
Okay.
This is the same reason why if we're all going on a road trip and she's not, she brings us a cooler of old beer from her house that's been sitting in her garage for 3 years.
She's already trying
to be a part of it. And
part of what?
And so this she has it in her head.
Idiotic.
She doesn't do anything ever. She doesn't go out. She has no fun. She hasn't been laid in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she is hanging her hat on Saturday night that this is her big night out.
I'm excited.
This is going to be so much fun.
You know what I'm doing
and
Saturday?
What she's trying to do is force the issue.
No,
force the fun.
Force the fun.
Yes.
This is
fun.
Just like when if you do something on like a Saturday. We've done things like all day on Saturday.
Day drinking.
And she starts, we should have mimosas. And it's like, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're doing a photo shoot, and we're going to be doing a photo shoot for the next 16 hours.
That's fun.
This has actually happened before.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, we should all have mimosas. And no one wants to have mimosas.
I'm fun.
No one. But she has it in her head that she's going to be, this is the obnoxious,
over
arms
the top.
Flailing.
Any strangers there? Any of Charlie's friends there? She's going to be way over the top.
No one's going to be there. It's just us bonding.
Then she's going to have one quarter of a drink.
This is
at the end of the night. She's I'm so over this. Oh,
I have to go home early.
Yes,
I have to wake up early. My kid.
Please, I
Rover.
No.
As an outsider looking in, does she look like the party girl? Like she's tons of fun. She's drinking every weekend, going out every night. Like
no.
As an outsider looking
if you've
in.
Never if, met her.
Right. You come in, you're like, oh, God, she's bringing drinks. She can't wait to party.
You
she's
go,
talking
oh, this is
up.
A fun chick.
She must be in college or something, you know, in her college days.
She's trying to fool everybody. I see what you're saying. Okay.
But then we know she has
we
half
know
a drink.
That's exactly right. That's
she's
exactly right.
Promising to bring over that ancient beer to my house from 3 or 4 Christmases
no,
ago.
No, I have new beer.
She says, I have
no
all this beer that nobody's going to be drinking. I'm going to bring it to your house,
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
And it's I know it's from probably like a GFest 2 or 3 years
no,
ago.
No. It's good beer.
What's she going to be like at this taping?
It's going to be the loudest.
Loud cackle.
Before even the punchline. They were going to set it up.
Thank you.
I had a party for my 8-year-old.
You are so right.
And Bert's going to be like, put the lights on. Who is that out there? It's going
to
be a scene.
We're probably going to have to escort her out.
Yes.
The footage won't be usable.
Right.
Right there. Uh-huh.
Matt, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. I think that if you were to have brought this idea up on your own, that you would have taken everybody out, no problem. But I think also that since Doogie brought it up, you're going to do the opposite, kind of like how she always does to you.
He's not going to go, so sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. And it is just to spite Doogie.
Just come hang out with us.
It was the kind of thing where here's how things... in how I operate, and I think everyone who's worked with me for the past 20 years understands this, that usually a day or two before I'll say, what are you doing? Should we, you know, it will come up organically. What are you doing before the Bert thing? Should we go out? Like, that's how I operate. That's how a normal person operates.
Well, in case you don't, we're covered.
3 weeks in advance, she starts trying to paint me into a corner.
And
the way that she's portraying it is, you know, Rover, you know what would be nice if we all got together on Saturday before the Bert show? But that is absolutely not
what she's actually doing. Is saying, like, you're a bad guy if you don't, right?
Well, now I am. No, I'm telling you that, hey, I'm going to try to pull everybody together.
It was brought up of... you need to do this, and if you don't...
it would be nice if you did this. Yes.
If you don't, it's just... that would be real crappy or whatever.
Rude.
Yeah, that's how it was brought up. So immediately when it was brought up to me that way, I go, well, I'm not doing that. Forget it.
Well, because you're not a nice person.
Well, you're still welcome to come over, boss.
Yeah. You got to bring snacks. Non-processed.
I'll get non-processed Doritos.
I'll bring some fruit for him. You want some fruit? I'll bring you some apples. Granny Smith, that's your favorite?
Thank you. Put them on top of your head and shoot them off. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Right. The whole Bert Kreischer Netflix special is going to be ruined by... who's that smoker up there? What is that? Some sort of pressure relief valve in this old building?
Security.
Oh. I love the way she... if you didn't... Dieter, you're absolutely right. If you didn't know her, you'd go, oh, wow, she's so...
I'm awesome.
Fun, and she's so... oh, she's so abused on this show. She's so...
I never go out.
Because the way that she portrays things, the way that she paints the picture of what happened...
is true.
And the way that she's like...
you know it's true.
No, I just...
You know it's true.
I said, wouldn't it be nice? We should all get together on Saturday. If that's actually what happened, she would be right. But that's not.
So
just
like
so typically.
In the impeachment.
And hearing. I know. Dieter doesn't want to go out.
I know he doesn't.
Okay, so why are you trying to force the issue?
I didn't. I asked him once. I didn't force the issue.
Well, okay, so why do you come to me and you browbeat me? Why do you do that? Why don't you go to him and say, I can't... Dieter, you're not going to come on Saturday? The whole show's going out. That is just... I can't believe you're not going. What, you don't want to be a part of this team, Dieter? Mm-hmm.
That the whole show is not going.
Why don't you...
Dumb can't go, and Dieter can't go.
And Jeffrey told me he's Dumb's not working. Going. Okay. So half's not going.
Dumb's working, but...
I know.
Why don't you browbeat him?
Because he's not the leader of this stupid group.
Okay.
Is he the leader?
He's not going to... because he's not going to take everyone out to dinner.
But,
hell no.
Why would
you? Oh, she's only trying to get you to come to pay for dinner.
That's right.
No, yeah. Yes. I don't even exactly. know if we're yes. going to
It's not
to
even
grab-
the full staff, so yes. really it's just a free meal for her.
Yeah, because what if she said, I'm going to buy dinner, do you want to come, Rover? She didn't say that.
That's a totally different thing. That's exactly, this is like...
I took all these guys out when we went and had beers.
It's like my mother.
What, and I didn't complain about that. I didn't invite you to go do that because I wanted your money.
My mother... I spent money when my sister moved to Mississippi about 2 years ago. She moved there and she needed a mattress of all things. And my mom browbeat me into buying my sister a mattress of all things. Me, a mattress. That's so weird.
Expensive.
So then, get this. So now my sister has moved to Washington, D.C.
Nice.
About a month or two ago. My mother sends me a text and says, I don't know if we're going to be able to fit the mattress in the U-Haul. She's going to need another mattress.
What?
That would be nice if you would get her a mattress.
We're sold
so
one.
You should see these texts from my mother. It's always, it would be nice if you bought your sister a brand new iPhone. It would be nice if you bought your other sister a new laptop. Yeah. You know, it would be nice. Stop texting me to buy crap.
How could a mattress
And this is
not
exactly
fit?
What Doogie does.
How could a mattress not fit in a U-Haul?
Yeah,
that's impossible.
Put it on a diagonal. Diagonally?
What size mattress is this? California King? What'd you say to this?
What size U-Haul?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't that it wouldn't fit in the U-Haul. I believe it was. My mother was going down to help my sister move, and they weren't sure if they would be able to move the mattress. Maybe that's what
it was.
You
just slide it.
It was something. I go back and look, but it was something like that.
Slide. Or
they didn't want to move the mattress. They just wanted me to buy a new one and have it delivered to the new place in Washington, D.C.
Right. How can Doogie make up for this? Does she have to buy everybody dinner? Invite you to dinner?
I think she should. No, I think she should.
Invite you and she pays?
No. No. She should just host everything at her house, and she should pay for all the food and drinks at her house.
Charlie's closer to.
Oh, this isn't going to be like a food and drink party, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's going to be like cheese and wine.
Not at my house.
No, yes, that's what she's trying to set up.
She brings
the snacks.
Oh, no.
I'll bring the snack. You don't have to
bring onions?
Her snack, no. Her snack is a 10-pound bag of pretzels.
I'll bring pretzels.
If you bring this,
50-pound tub of licorice.
I'll bring that.
And Swedish fish. She likes those for some reason. It's the worst.
Have you ever tried a gummy bear or a gummy worm or something? There's been
something with flavor
in the gummy area. The Swedish fish suck.
Terrible, right?
Party.
I don't know why she.
It's up there.
Actually,
with circus
I can
peanuts.
Tell you. I can tell you why. I don't even know the story, but. I know her so well.
Go ahead. Think you do?
Someone that she knew at a radio station or a friend or somebody, their thing was Swedish fish.
Oh, no. She stole that, too?
No.
I guarantee you this
is how this happened.
What is the...
And she was like
no,
25 don't. Years old and was like, Swedish fish, what's that? And then they're like, oh, it's like this candy that my mom used to give me when I was a kid and it was terrible, but now I just get it because it's tradition.
Well,
then Doogie...
Not at all.
Co-op the Swedish fish tradition. I know her so
well. The person has to bring it into a party and get a great reaction. And if Doogie sees that reaction and it's great, then she'll steal that.
No.
And make it her own. Like the Christmas beer, she stole that because people get a good reaction with that.
Yes.
I will bring licorice. I don't do the Swedish fish. If I'm mailing care packages, I will send.
Really,
that.
We're only going to be hanging out for like an hour. You can go without the snack.
I pretzels. I'll bring you pretzels.
I'll get us like a.
Don't spend a dime.
12-pack of White Claw will be fine.
I'll bring
you. You should
Christmas
see her
ale.
When she drives. Like if she drives from here to Detroit, what is that? A 2-hour drive?
Yeah.
I need a bigger car. Pack so much stuff.
It's like, I need to go to the grocery store and buy snacks beforehand. Yeah. You should see what she packs, Charlie.
You could just stop along the way if you get hungry. It's 2 hours.
I know our show's only 5 hours long, but I could spend the entire show just talking about things that she does that annoy me.
That's fine. As long as I get equal time.
Alan Cox loves Swedish fish, someone said.
Is that where she got it?
I did not know that, but I love Alan even more. Our afternoon guy is the best. I'm going to bring him some Swedish fish tomorrow.
Hope you choke on a Swedish fish.
Yeah. Me? Why do you want me to choke?
It's just such a... And she's so...
You're annoying. You just
nasty.
Know I'm right.
She's so nasty. She was so nasty when she
because you know I'm right.
Tried invited to everybody force. To dinner? Yeah.
Yes. When she
what a nasty invite.
It was so nasty that it immediately. I just go. I'm not doing that. And that was exactly my reaction. Nice. I go, I'm not doing that.
That's fine.
No, I'm not going to do that.
That's fine.
Even when you brought it up the second time, you were like, well, maybe me and Jeffrey will go out. She's like, that's a great idea. Me, you, and Jeffrey should go out to dinner before the show.
Oh, you did?
You should. What?
Yeah, he pointed that out just like probably 5 minutes ago or something. You were like, well, maybe I'll take Jeffrey to the show. And
you
you're
should.
Like, you're right. You should take Jeffrey and us to the show.
If you want to just hang out with Jeffrey herself? And Mattitude.
Freeloader.
That would be a great foursome.
Wait, so now it's me and Doogie.
Snitzer,
are you gonna show up? We're gonna have a lot of Swedish fish.
Well, I probably can't eat those, but yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Gelatin? Is that why you can't
I
eat them?
I think so. There's probably gelatin there, yeah.
I bet you there is.
I have fruit by the foot.
They are gross. I don't care if you're a vegan, what? I mean, it doesn't matter. I could be starving in those Swedish fish. Ugh. I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a show that only cares, station that only carries the show until 7 a.m.,
well, time to leave. Yeah,
tell me where it is because I'd like to renew my contract with that station. We're done. The shizzy, the news coming up in a moment. We'll get to that. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning, an iHeart Radio station. WMMS. The only radio show that makes you want to take a shower after listening to it.
Golden Shower Warrior.
I mean, I'm completely covered.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Coming up in a moment, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
What one family had to do to prove their uncle was dead. You might want to fire up RMG TV for this one.
All right.
Have that story for you next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Comedian TJ Miller will be on with us in about 30 minutes. Are you ready for the news, Doogie?
Sure.
Just jump right into it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So the House Judiciary Committee, they passed a bill yesterday, and that could decriminalize marijuana use at the federal level. So this would give states more room to craft unique regulations. It's the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act.
Okay,
2019.
So everything has to have a.
It does.
Like a bill has to have a catchy name. It's the marijuana what?
Opportunity.
Uh huh.
Reinvestment and Expungement Act.
The more act.
It's the worst name.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Everything they just come up with it. It really annoys me when they have these bills. They just try to come up with any words that can make a catchy phrase.
So this could officially remove cannabis from the list of federally controlled substances, and then it would expunge federal marijuana convictions as well as arrests. And it would also approve allocation of resources for communities that were affected by the war on drugs.
So well, pretty big I don't deal. Know about that, but they what? Need to do something. I can't believe we've been in the situation that we are. Where some of these states have just decided marijuana is completely legal here, but it continues to be illegal federally. I can't believe it's gone this long and it's lasted this long because it's an untenable situation because the feds regulate banking. Banking says we can't be involved with weed or weed dispensaries or anything like that. So, for instance, in Colorado, they're moving massive amounts. You have to pay cash. You can't use a credit card there because no credit card processor bank will be involved in that because it's against federal law. So they have a whole cottage industry there of moving massive sums of cash around, armored trucks. And then they have these giant vaults that you. I mean, imagine if iHeart couldn't pay you. with a direct deposit,
okay,
or a check. The only way, every 2 weeks, they just forked over cash to you. It's not a, it certainly wouldn't be convenient, would it?
Well, that's probably deposit it in the ATM. As long as they're paying me, though.
No, but you couldn't even use a bank because of the business that you're in. Can't even have a bank. Can't have a bank account.
So I need a safe. Fireproof safe.
And an army of armed guards.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, anyhow, so either there's two options. Either you have to enforce federal law and tell these states you can't do this. Federal law trumps state law, and you cannot have legal marijuana. Or you have to decriminalize marijuana, which this bill attempts to do on the federal level. Go on.
So after a disastrous interview about his association with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, Britain's Prince Andrew has stepped away from his public duties. He's taken a break. He's done. So Andrew, who is the Duke of York and the third child of Queen Elizabeth II, said that the increasing scrutiny has been a major disruption to the royal family and the charities that he supports. So he went and did this interview thinking, because there's all these rumors that Prince Andrew was involved with these young girls, blah, blah, blah. He was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. So he did this interview and it just completely got bigger and bigger. So it's really a distraction.
He did a weird interview that really didn't. You know, they asked him, why?
Why'd you sleep over at his house, this pedophile's house, after he was
convicted right. of pedophilia?
And what'd he say?
He's like, it was the honorable thing to do, and it was convenient.
Yeah, it's convenient.
It was convenient. And then the whole thing is weird. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was involved in that stuff. Really wouldn't surprise me. He also claimed that one of these girls that was 16 at the time, I think, claims that Epstein forced her to have sex with this prince. What is it? Prince Andrew? Prince Andrew. And there is a photo of Prince Andrew and this 16-year-old girl back in like 1992 or whatever, whenever it was. And Prince Andrew has his arm around the girl. And they ask him about that photograph. And he goes, no, that's a faked photograph. Being a member of the royal family, it would be undignified for me to hug someone like that. And after he says that, the newspapers there in Britain publish all these photos of him from 20 different times where he's out. Here's the photo of him with his arm around this 16-year-old girl that he says is faked. And he's like, nope. No, that didn't happen. And because it's too undignified that I would hug someone like this.
And that's that lady behind him, right? The one who's
pimpette lady, yeah. Yeah, the madam.
Yeah.
And didn't she say he was very sweaty in person? Did you hear this?
Yeah.
And then he goes, that's not possible. I'm not able to sweat after this tragic accident I had.
He said he went to, the Falklands War, whatever the hell that is, some... I don't even know. Britain was involved in something on some island. I'm sure it was an incredible battle that he was involved in. But he said that the overdose of adrenaline he got during the Battle of the Falklands or whatever the hell, that caused some sort of medical condition where he can't sweat.
I've never heard of this.
That is such BS. Well, so then the tabloids published photos of him hugging all these other women out in public at parties and stuff. And he's like, no, I don't hug people. That's undignified as a royal. Well, really? We have a bunch of other photos of you from like 5 years ago hugging other women. Drunk. If it's so undignified and you don't do it, why do we have all these photos of you and you're sweating?
Exactly. Photos at the nightclub, he's just sweating his ass off. How do you explain that?
I mean, it's just such a bizarre excuse.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I'm going to take you to a story we did almost 6 months ago. It was June of this year. And the story was another day, another Hunter Biden scandal. A woman in Arkansas had filed a paternity suit against the son of the Democratic presidential frontrunner, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, it is confirmed.
It is Hunter Biden.
Uh-oh.
Took a DNA test, and it turns out that he is 100% the father of a 15-month-old.
It's like the Lizzo
child.
Song.
Yep.
Took a DNA test. Turns out it is Hunter Biden's son.
Yep.
You mean Lizzo?
He had
Lizzo, as Doogie calls it.
Yes, he had denied having sex with this woman, London Alexis Roberts, who claimed in a court filing that Hunter was the father. Records did show you are the father.
This guy's dirty.
How exactly? This is fascinating. So, I get denying that you're the father. But if you've actually had sex with this woman, which it turns out that you did.
Well, he was in a relationship. So
why would you deny having sex with this woman? And then I guess what he was thinking is, I have a 50-50 shot that it's not my kid. This paternity test could come back that I am not the father. She could have been sleeping with some other jackass. Sure.
You are the father.
And that guy knocked her up. So I really have a 50-50 shot. I might as well go with it, go all in, say that I've never slept with this woman, and just hope that that's what it is.
So the
but
woman,
now he looks like an idiot.
Well, he looked like an idiot before, because the woman gave birth in August of 2018, and at that time, Hunter Biden was in a relationship with his brother's widow. That romance, remember, was revealed about the time he separated from Kathleen Biden, the mother of his three adult daughters. Hunter left his brother's widow in April, and then in May, he married another woman who he had met just 10 days earlier. So it's just all bizarre.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy is a weirdo, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
And I think Joe Biden had his 77th birthday.
So his brother's...
Remember his brother
died.
Beau?
Yeah, his brother died. And this guy started dating, Hunter Biden started dating the brother's widow.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Interesting.
We knew that. That was old news. Scandal they tried to
So that would be
hide.
Like if B2 died.
Her sister's
I'd start
distraught.
Dating her sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So this is a story out of South Africa, and family members are outraged. They say that they were forced to drag in the corpse of their uncle after an insurance company demanded proof he was dead. So the grieving family members, they said, okay, you want proof he's dead. They filmed the video of bringing the dead man into an office building to prove that he is deceased.
Where did
this happen?
Insurance
company in South Africa. Old Mutual is the insurance company. They allegedly refused to pay out the death benefit, saying there were problems with the paperwork.
Here they are, bringing the, I guess they're bringing the dead body in? Is that what's going on here?
So there was a 9-day delay, and the family had to put off important tribal rights for the dead man. And they
so they're walking into the office right here?
Yeah, because they were on hold to get their $2,200
death body. This is the worst filming I've ever seen.
There it is. It's just sitting there on the floor.
Oh, it's in a body bag.
Yeah, it's in a bag.
Oh, you're kidding.
Can you just bring in, like, the death certificate? You don't need to do all this?
Oh, are they going to open this up?
It was all screwed up.
Oh, my God.
Yes, in the world.
The family was fed up.
Well, yeah, this is obviously a stunt. I don't think that the insurance company demanded bring the actual body in here.
But they were fed up. What else are they? You want proof? We need our money. Give us our money. Here he is. He's dead.
That's 9 days old. What's that smell like?
Well, I'm sure terrible. They can't do his proper burial until the insurance company says, okay, he's dead. So they're bringing the body in.
All the more reason to bring it in. You got to get on it.
Look at all these guys sitting around. Nobody's helping these ladies carry the body.
I wouldn't either. I see people carrying a body in a body bag through an office building.
Two old grandmas carrying a body, and there's four young men. They're like, no, we're not going to help.
No. You'd help?
Yes. Well, you'd help carry two old grandmas?
I'd go,
yes, let me help you carry your son
a body
out.
That they're putting into the back of a minivan. No,
sure, it's in a body bag.
All right, so go on, dude.
They ended up getting paid. The insurance company did tweet out saying that it was an unfortunate situation.
I think that the insurance company would have paid them out regardless.
They needed their money. It was 9 days later. They needed to bury the body. They needed their death benefits.
They don't have GoFundMe in South Africa? I mean, carrying a dead body around like that. Wow. All right.
I'm almost done. We were talking about Popeye's chicken and all these people talking about chicken. So now Taco Bell, they're going to dive right into the fried chicken wars with a crispy tortilla chicken. They're officially testing out this in Houston, Texas, as well as Dayton, Ohio, starting, I think, today. Is today the 21st? Today or tomorrow?
Okay, what is this? What kind of chicken?
Crispy tortilla chicken.
Crispy tortilla chicken. So what does that mean exactly?
It features all white meat chicken that's been marinated in a jalapeno buttermilk marinade. It's been rolled into a tortilla chip coating. And then customers can purchase the chicken separately or inside of a taco.
Your nacho cheese to dip?
Looks good.
Looks like a chicken finger.
Yeah.
Does look like a chicken finger.
I'll try it.
The new item will be served with the new creamy chili pepper sauce.
You know, I a couple weeks ago, I had a hankering for chicken fingers.
Where'd you go?
Well, B2 got...
where'd she go?
She got some chicken fingers for me.
Where? But so many options.
Raisin Cane's?
No, just from a like a chain of bars here.
Chick-fil-A.
And she brings them back. And these things were such... They're such tiny little turds.
Oh, yeah. What do you expect?
Was it a nugget or a finger?
So then
nuggets
we got into...
It was all breading, right?
Not a nugget.
God. Am I right?
No, there's a nugget and there's a finger.
Oh, thank you.
Two different things.
So then we got into a debate. I open these things up. I go, these things are tiny. I mean, they are the size of my fingers. There were like six of them, and they're the size of my index finger. I go, these things are tiny. And she goes, well, what did you expect? I go, like a whole. She goes, were you expecting chicken tenders? And I go, isn't that the same thing? Chicken tenders and chicken fingers to me are the same
thing.
That's
what I thought. Somebody started, I think it was Dom, was yelling at me about the difference recently.
What about a strip?
That a chicken tender, who's telling me this, is the tender part of the meat, like a tenderloin.
And but size-wise.
That's a totally different food.
Is the longer, bigger chicken fingers. It's the bigger piece of meat.
Yeah, this was not me. Chicken tenders, that's like a chicken tender is actual piece of meat, a long piece of cut meat, breaded,
like flat, right?
A nugget is like ground up lips and asses and all that.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
What's the finger?
A finger, I think, is just I think it might depend on the breading that you have, whether
what?
It's breaded or battered.
To me, finger and tender.
He's making this up.
Right. He's pulling that out of his ass.
I remember what the tender right is. Out of it was some head. Guy I was talking to at a bar. He was explaining a tender is a different part of the chicken. You'll notice it's a noticeable difference if you're getting a chicken tender because it uses the tender part of the meat.
Okay. But what part of the meat? There's either the thigh, the breast.
I don't know what the tender part is.
That's the thing. It's still chicken breast.
It's the tenderloin.
I think it's all chicken breast.
It's all chicken breast. Right. So it's tender or the fingers coming from the chicken breast.
So to me, chicken finger and chicken tender are interchangeable.
Me, I see the same thing.
And where I grew up, every bar had excellent buffalo chicken fingers. No, they call it chicken fingers, not chicken tenders. And they were long, I would say probably 8 to 10 inches, 8 inches, we'll say.
Okay.
Those are long.
6 inches? 6 to 8?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I lie about my penis size so much, it's hard for me to.
Much smaller.
They were like 22 inches, these chicken fingers.
But meaty.
All meat.
It's like a big hunk of meat.
And flat. They were flat, right? Like, I don't know how to explain this. And maybe about an inch and a half, inch wide, inch and a half wide. Correct?
Yes. According to Wikipedia, chicken fingers and tenders are interchangeable. Okay. The nuggets is the
That's
different
right.
one.
That's right. I don't know what Dumb's calling this. Dumb was a short order cook like 100 different times before he worked for us. He kept getting fired from these jobs
talking
every 3 weeks.
Out of his ass.
Completely talking out of his ass. So when I got these chicken fingers, they were the size of my finger. I go,
You sure those weren't chicken fries?
Oh,
you ever had a chicken fry? That is the size of a finger.
Right? Not a chicken fry.
Oh, those are good.
Not a chicken fry. I'll show you the menu of the place. And I couldn't believe how tiny these things were. So now I ate those, and I feel the need to have, like you said, the big meaty chicken finger.
Did you send her back out?
No, I just ate these things. It was, I ate them in like 2 seconds ago. This is just.
I thought you were on your no processed food.
It's a while ago.
Oh. And finally, I'll end with this story because I thought it was pretty funny. Jamie Foxx. He is a single guy. Him and Katie Holmes are no longer dating.
Mm-hmm.
And he did an event Tuesday night, a 45-minute performance, and he was talking to a crowd of celebrities, a bunch of people, for a prostate cancer foundation. And he helped raise $5 million for this foundation for prostate awareness. Then he went out to Brooklyn Chop House with an entourage of 30 of his friends. And he was having a party. He was drunk, having fun. The bill he paid for at 5 a.m. in the morning, $2,000 tip he left.
Wow. Well, what was the bill?
Yeah, what was the bill?
They didn't say what the bill was.
Oh.
But 30 friends that they all went out to have some fun.
I bet $20,000 bill. He tipped
at a chop house.
Yeah.
And at 5 a.m., how long were they there for?
Well, they went after the benefit.
Okay.
So then they all went out and partied, and they said it was a pretty good time. Pretty good. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I think he had, like, an employee force him into taking out all those people?
Yeah.
I wonder if he did it because he went to the charity auction first and all those people came with him. So now they'll go on and talk about the great time they had with Jamie Foxx. And in that story will always be, oh, well, we were coming from, what was it, a prostate awareness something?
Wait, what?
Something?
Start over.
Yeah, what was the fundraiser?
That's not.
Whatever.
I just saw I forgot about it. You remember that redhead? Is it Marsha Cross? Is that her name?
Anal?
Yeah. I just saw a thing on CNN about anal cancer is rising.
She's the face of it.
She's the face.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
Her and Farrah Fawcett,
I forgot about this. So I'm reading about this, and she's talking about her anal cancer that she has. And then her husband was diagnosed with throat cancer 10 years ago. And in this article, they're saying that it's the same form of HPV, that HPV gave him throat cancer, gave her anal cancer. I read this article and I go, I am doomed to get some sort of ass cancer, throat cancer, something. Do you know the number of women I've gone south of the border on throughout my life? You're not getting HPV from their you could, perhaps. Have to get it from their behinds.
But that's what this guy did.
Throat cancer you would get. No.
Oh, that's what this guy's doing.
No.
He's the face of salad tossing.
No. I think that he probably had it first and gave it to her.
Or did she have it back there and then he got it in his throat?
Either way.
How long have they been married?
I think a while.
No, but this is how guys get throat cancer.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah,
you don't do that, so you're...
I don't do it.
You're all,
never done it?
Clear.
I've done it.
All right, I've got to take a break. Comedian TJ Miller will be on with us right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glow.
Heart Radio Station.
WMMS.
They say you can't look away from a car crash. Well, this is like a car crash into a train wreck on top of a dumpster fire.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, it's a big weekend for comedy here. TJ Miller is going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater. And he's going to be on our show in just a moment. He's been in a bunch of movies. The Deadpool movies. He was in one of those Transformers movies.
Cloverfield.
Remember
how big that was?
Yes.
That was awesome.
I never saw it, actually.
You didn't?
I didn't.
It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was filmed from, like, I think in the movie, I think TJ has the camera the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
And he's filming, so it looks like, you know, somebody's holding a camera, and there's a huge monster movie happening in the background. Sweet.
They had a follow-up to that one, too, right?
They had two follow-ups.
Oh, okay.
Maybe more.
And I actually think his next movie probably is one.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
All right, let's bring him in. TJ Miller will be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight at 7. Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And you can get tickets at pickwickandfrolic.com or 216-736-4242. And regular tickets available. VIP tickets available as well. Good morning. How are you, my man?
That includes a meet and greet where you have the opportunity to buy the hot sauce.
The hot sauce?
That I'm giving you guys as a gift today.
Oh, thanks. Nice.
We got diet hot sauce, which all hot sauces are diet. They don't have calories. Extreme gangster heat. That's like if Tabasco gave a crap, as we say on terrestrial radio. And then effing intense ghost pepper type S.
That's the one that ruins the butthole?
Every time I bring that up, people use the word butthole. I don't know why.
That's because that's not how hot sauce presents itself. Every one that you try,
you feel it the next day. Do you not feel that, TJ, the next day?
No. I know.
Never? I mean, if I eat something
spicy. I don't overdo it with the hot sauce.
You've never had your sphincter on fire the following day after eating something.
I love the synonyms here for butthole. No, I have never had my anus have a difficulty.
Wow. So
good to see you guys.
Nice to see you. Thank you for the
hot
sauce.
Why hot sauce? I'm very
passionate about it. I feel like so many comedians are selling t-shirts and bumper stickers and nobody needs that. But I love hot sauce. The Scoville Brothers, which is a company, family-owned, family-friends. Mm-hmm. And so I collaborated with them and worked about a year on sort of each of the hot sauces. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I think it's something, it's very American to put sauces on things.
You're almost like a police officer with body cams or something. You have two phones, one in each pocket of your shirt.
That was mentioned on the last radio that I did.
I didn't notice that.
Why do people... being recorded right now?
Here, I'll turn them around. somebody was mentioning that. I also did a radio show a long time ago. They go, you go on these late night shows and you have your phone in your pocket. Why is that? Why would you make that decision? It's not a decision. I don't care. I don't think if I really cared about how I looked or presented myself, I wouldn't be in a onesie with a chore coat.
That what you have on, a onesie right now?
Yeah,
I thought it was just pajamas.
No. This is a onesie. I wish it was pajamas. My goodness.
TJ Miller is going to be, as I mentioned, at Hilarity's all this weekend. All right, so I know that you have...
Do you know that there's only a couple other radio personalities besides you that sort of do a format where it's anything goes, and you'll just kind of delve deep.
Just talk about whatever.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be fun. I always tell comedians, obviously, it's good when you're funny. Don't get me wrong. But I always tell comedians when they come in, you don't have to be funny every line, every second.
It's not a good thing when you're telling somebody not to be. But Johnny Dare, Todd and Tyler's Radio Empire.
I've heard of Johnny Dare. What is he, in Kansas City?
Yeah. Okay, but there's only a couple people that really, really sort of relax and kind of will talk about
whatever. Who are the other guys you said? Todd and Tyler?
Todd and Tyler.
Where are they?
They're in Omaha.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Jim Norton and Sam, Jim and Sam in New York.
But
outside of that, I don't know a lot of places where they really tell you to relax. I certainly don't know any other place where they put you on a white couch, like it's Larry Flint's office.
It's a casting couch. Yeah,
yeah.
Take that onesie off.
Yeah.
Let's see what you have to work with.
If I can figure out how to get it off. Yeah.
Do you ever watch any of that cast? My my co-host here, Dieter, believe that that casting couch porn wasn't it
not
you?
Not me.
Who was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Charlie. I'm
Charlie
sorry.
And Snitzer.
When all that casting couch
by the way,
porn
the lady
came out.
Dude, Dieter's like, not me. That's not. No, I've never even seen that show. Who
Charlie
are you
believed
about?
All of the casting couch porn was real. I was like, no, real it's ones. So it's so real. I'm like, do you really think
they were showing their IDs? The girls were tricked. They thought they were going to become a star, and next thing they know, they're on their knees.
Oh, yeah, that's... As soon as you show an ID, you know that it's right on. Legit. Yeah, no way.
They're signing waivers.
You show an ID to a cop on the road, you're still going, I wasn't speeding. No chance. I mean, you know, all that stuff is completely fake, you know? But I'm friends with RedTube, Emma, Pornhub's Aria, and then the YouPorn's Katie, which are all girls in Montreal that run the social sites for those three huge porn sites. Mm-hmm. And none of them are porn stars. And they're all very clever. They're really, really funny.
So they don't actually, they're not making porn. They're just running the social media?
Yeah, they're just doing Snapchat and Twitter for them, yeah.
Those,
and Instagram.
Those sites... The amount of traffic, it's incredible. I don't even know how they're making money off those crappy ads.
Can we briefly talk about why white pornography is now like stepdaughters? And
oh, that's all it is.
What is that about? When was anybody demanding
stepsisters? A lot of stepsisters.
The stepbrother walks in on his stepsister with the father's uncle's brother. I mean, it's just so bizarre.
I can understand the stepsister stuff. I sort of understand that.
Really?
I didn't have a stepsister, but I could sort of understand that with so many divorces in the country. If you were 13 and then you had like...
By the way, that's what it is. It's the divorce.
No, but if you had the fantasy that that your dad gets married and the chick has a 14-year-old daughter, you're now living together.
I feel like it's too close to home, literally. You know, this person, it seems very, very strange. And I don't know why that's like... I don't get that at all.
So what are you into? If you well, like the stepdaughter, stepsister.
I'm working on a joke right now, which is just about how there's so much pornography that it's become boring. It's, you know, it is absolute. There's so much pornography that I am really into my wife right now. But, you know, it's a weird thing where you can access anything. And not really into anything. It almost is, it's become a parody of itself.
Have you guys seen the trapped stuff?
Trapped stuff.
Where like a girl is like, she loses.
What I heard though was not trapped, but trap stuff.
Like a trap house? Like,
trap music. There's trap music in the background, and it's not only annoying, but it's impossible to get an erection.
No, this is like the wife somehow drops her remote control underneath the couch, and she goes to get it, but she gets stuck, and the husband comes home.
That's
I just
real?
Saw this There's for
no,
the first
no, no,
time.
No. Over. It's taking no. over.
I saw... It's
the guy
funny
comes
because
home
it was
just
a,
starts mounting.
I mean, we are out of ideas.
I saw one, Charlie, that
you
was...
You lost a remote control?
I mean, that's just an example. They don't try too hard with
you,
their premises.
You know what? Robert, I'm going to back up.
Yes.
I am really into the pornography that starts where somebody can't remember their password. Uh-huh. So the girl's just trying to enter the iTunes password, can't remember it, uh-huh. can't get it, has to reset, gets the email, forgets the, and that is, and I've already ejaculated before they get into the sex stuff.
I saw it was a mashup, I guess, because I saw this for the first time. It was a mashup of the stepdaughter and the trapped, and I thought I saw this like 3 weeks ago.
What is wrong with where the what girl is wrong was, with whites?
Here was the premise: the stepdaughter was changing her sheets on the bed and lifted up the mattress to change to tuck the sheet.
Classic premise.
And got caught under the mattress. Okay, yeah. So like the top half of her body is caught under the mattress and her ass is just up in the air. The stepdad walks in and is like, "What are you doing?" and bangs her out.
I mean, it's Weird that thing. Is it, that is as insane as like sleeping. Like she's asleep and you just kind of
those ones, yeah.
And that is 1 degree away from necrophilia. You're just like, well, you're not moving, so I'm really into this. It's just, it's really,
do you
really
watch
strange.
Any of that stuff with your wife? You've been married 4 years. Is there still, like, do you still things up like that?
This is really gonna be great when it when she sees this. No, she won't watch any of this, but she won't watch anything but hentai. Do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
Japanese cartoon pornography.
What? Tentacles, with the tentacles.
So, well, no, not with the tentacles.
It's always tentacles.
Yeah, right. That's
she tells you it's not
Kate's
tentacles.
Like, oh my God, can we just see some more octopus? Wait,
so she watches, and this. So she's aroused by this?
She doesn't want any, and I understand this, no exploitation of women, no, and I... Actually, it's very nice, but some of it, not tentacles, but some of it does get a little, you know, fantasy, weird. There's two trolls and a girl. Yeah, so I don't quite get behind that.
Wait, hold on. So your wife is so woke that she watches animated porn.
I would describe my wife as the opposite of woke. She is somebody who gets upset with what she calls pseudo-feminists. Mm. So that's any feminist that's like, we should all be equal. She's like, what? I think we have strengths that are very different. So no, the woke culture, cancel culture, all that to her is just absolutely going in the wrong direction, especially for women. But she is disturbed by any pornography that involves human beings. Trolls, apparently,
she
is A-okay. Yeah. But she'll stay away from octopi.
Yeah, you know, some of the porn is disturbing these days where, forget all the stepdaughter stuff, where these girls are getting...
Forget that.
I'm all for rough stuff and things like that, but some of these girls, when the girls are crying in the porno,
I think what's happening is we're just getting, as a culture, not just pornography, we're just getting so desensitized. So you have to move on to the next more extreme thing. And I don't think that's healthy. Mm. I mean, I think, you know, it's almost like social media. It's people are just pushing to the next, you know, it's really crazy. What's the, Little Nas X?
Yeah.
So that kid, I read an interview with him. I don't know why, because I was studying something. And, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, play this in the background of this sad, sad story. Ready? You bring it up just a little bit. He said, I wanted to be famous. So he started by trying to be a YouTube star, and then he was doing clip shows, and then he actually tried each thing until he happened upon music, bought this track for nothing, and then made this song, and then became incredibly famous.
Yeah.
But the goal was not to make music, to be passionate about, you know, making people happy within that art form, just to be famous.
Don't you think there are some comedians that are like that too? That
sure, man.
They're not love comedy.
It's radio hosts like that.
It's an end. It's a mean to an end.
But I've never met anybody who went, and it's a great song, by the way. I'm sad you turned it off. No, but I think nobody has ever become famous and been happy, right? That's not, if that's the end all be all goal, they're just, it's not going to be fulfilling in any way, shape, or form. And I talk to Kate about this a lot. I don't like being famous, and I think it's an unfortunate byproduct of being a successful, but the reason I'm famous is because that wasn't the goal.
Why don't you like being famous? Added scrutiny is one thing.
Why don't I like being famous? I don't know. Have you ever wanted to be internationally famous? Because it'd be great, right? I mean, you go to premieres, right? You get free stuff. The media can totally destroy you and turn on you. A stalker can sort of follow you and think that Kate sort of stole her life. She can take advantage of sort of trying to attack you, a character assassination. You can just have your family sort of wrap their tentacles around you, you know, and everybody around you. You have no idea if they want something from you or if they, you know, simply actually like you. But sometimes at Arby's,
you get a free beef and cheddar.
They'll say, hey, I know your orders. We're going to get yours right out. Hey, extra horsey sauce.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just there's no upside.
Well,
you know?
I'll tell you.
There really is not really any upside.
The amount as a radio guy who's on in a bunch of markets, the very small amount of fame that I have is perfect. And I'll tell you why. Because I get a little bit of those benefits like you're talking about, but I don't have any of the drawback. Like,
but people must recognize you from your voice.
Sure. Oh, they recognize our face. I mean, I get recognized all the time, but I don't.
That's right. We're live streaming.
It's not like I'm like Tom Cruise, where everywhere you go in the world, people, you go out to dinner anywhere in the world, people are coming up to you.
You're more handsome than Tom Cruise.
Sure, of course. And much taller. But I can leave.
I was in Rock of Ages. I can speak to that. Yeah.
I can leave a 50-mile radius out of any of the markets that we're on. If I go somewhere else, no one knows who you are. So you have sort of the best of both worlds.
Right? Well, we were in. Kate did a installation art festival in France, and nobody knew me there. I mean, once every couple days. But I was in Iceland. And somebody walked up to me and was like, are you the guy from Silicon Valley? And I was like, yeah. He goes, are you high right now? And I go, no, why are you? He's like, of course. So it follows you, but you're right. You have a good situation. I think the biggest thing for me is that, for Kate, she'll sort of be like, this is dangerous that we're talking in front of this person, because they could, you know, you're behaving in a way that is could be dangerous to us. Right?
Did you see that Uber, just to sort of follow up on that, I haven't read the article, but I saw a headline that Uber says they're going to start recording, audio recording rides. They say...
That's why I'm only doing Lyft.
For safety purposes.
Lyft only does a written transcript and a sketch, yeah. An artist rendition.
I mean, do you... I haven't read the article, so I don't know all the details, but I saw the headline last night. I go, that freaks me out, because I've gotten into an Uber. One time I was drunk a few months ago. I got into an Uber and my wife is with me, and I was smack talking to someone, and she like, you know, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm drunk, and she like elbows me and she's like, shh. And we're just in an Uber. And I'm like, what? And she, who knows
if the guy's
recording or what?
Those hockey players. They're bad mouthing the coach.
The coach, and then the Uber driver released the dash cam video.
I think this is really, we're at the death of privacy. And that is such a bummer. It's just like it was so nice to, and I think fame exacerbates this, but it was so nice to just sort of, you know, be able to go day to day. And now, yeah, everything is recorded. It's crazy. It's crazy. And Uber started as something for you to be able to get drunk and then
get home.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And now it's like, you better be on your best behavior or something.
Well, just think if you get in an Uber, you probably use Uber various your traveling.
Only Lyft with a Y.
If you imagine if you're in a car and you say something that is controversial, and then someone leaks that audio. TJ Miller says this.
Oh, well, you want to go into this realm. Here's the craziest thing. The media, which, you know, I don't really consider you a part of the media in the sense that you're sort of
I go by the name Rover. I don't think that counts as
well, but
media.
But I think, you know, you're speaking extemporaneously, so you're just you're keeping it real. But I just feel like the reason people don't really trust the media right now is that they just, it's clickbait. So not only will they disclose Page Six or something in New York wants to disclose something, they will just lie. They will lie because it will get the clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really scary because it almost makes you a nihilist in the sense that you're going, well, who even cares? But I mean, they really will lie. And I've had friends who I text and I go, you know, what the F are you talking about in, you know, with this or that? And they go, I didn't ever say that.
You mean like in an article? They're quoted talking about you or something?
And I really am going like, I'm sort of taking the bait. I'm sort of going, why did you say this about me? And they go, oh, I didn't. And so that's become a real problem. And
who do you believe? Because if I said something bad about you and then you called me up, I'd go, I didn't say that, TJ.
I believe you. I believe you. I believe you over a blog. I had to say rubber, but you're going to go one step ahead of a blog. No, I mean, it's, what was I saying? And Kate made this joke. She goes, stop saying cut and paste journalism because the cut and paste journalism is going to attack you for that. And that is a really perceptive thing because, yeah, that's, they're just any little thing, but it is, it's cut and paste journalism. And then they'll manipulate it just a little bit and that's such a bummer because we used to be able, that was sort of the most trustworthy sorts of information. And,
your wife, by the way.
Yeah.
Hot.
Oh,
I was just looking at pictures of her.
Thank you.
Super hot.
This is great. Can we just, by the way, she's my stepdaughter.
She's trapped in the hotel room right now, in the window.
I will see, right. She's just trying to find that remote. I would say I wake up daily and kind of go, how did this happen? Why do I have a toddler body? And then, but we know each other.
How long have we known each other
from college.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so she's very, that's nice too, because, you know, I was joking earlier, but you really do just kind of begin to go, how do I know that this person doesn't want this? And so often lately we've had people kind of go, oh, I can no longer get anything from you. So,
I'm not your
goodbye.
Friend anymore.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But that's not the case with Kate because I know her
had any fame or money.
And she's great about kind of being like, anything. You're an idiot. Don't beat yourself up about it. And let's learn a lesson from this and move on with anything. And we
did you date her in college?
Okay, so you
dated in college. But you've only been married for like 4 or 5
years. Well, we dated in college. I went to Chicago to work on being a comedian. She went to New York. She was sick of me saying, I'm going to move to New York, and she broke up with me. Then she was in an abusive relationship for 4 years, came to Los Angeles. We dated again, but I sort of said, you know, this is, you need to go off on your own and kind of figure this out. And then we got back together and that was I came to her and I said, look, I'm dating somebody else. I don't really want to be. Is there a world where you still like me? And she was like, there's a world. there's a world. But I feel really lucky because we also were always friends. So there was never a point where she was like, you know, go, I can't use the words, but she never sort of F you, you know, I don't want, we always sort of were friends and supportive and so that I think is really important too.
So you never had a bad breakup when you guys did break up?
No,
I think F you, bitch.
I think it was more of this is long distance for too long, but we do a great thing. And I hope everybody listening will do this in their relationship. We talk about something and then it's over. Mm-hmm. So she won't bring stuff up. I'm not, you know, in a fight, I'm not going, well, what about the time that you did? We don't do that. Mm-hmm. And that I think has been very successful.
You have an upcoming movie, I think. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Underwater.
Yeah, which I... Here's another thing. You know, I'm talking about the ills of social media. I'm still... I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm still looking at Google alerts that are saying, well, we don't know how successful this film's going to be. It's a great movie. Kristen Stewart and I did it a while ago. And it's a thriller. It's a return to Cloverfield. It's an original property. It's something that I'm excited about. I'm excited to see it.
When does this come out?
January 10th.
Okay, so not too long
from now. Yeah, and I also did a dark comedy with Drew Barrymore that I think is great. I saw it. I think it's like Extract, directed by Mike Judge. Just, I think it's really, really... So I continue to sort of battle with, like, why am I listening to the internet, but also let the good choices and the stuff dictate where I'm headed with... Because I didn't want to do another R-rated party comedy. I wanted to do something that was just different. I didn't want to do it. And speaking to, you know, now the sites nobody's looking at, except for me, exploded with TJ Miller doesn't want to do Deadpool 3, doesn't think that they should. That's not what I said.
I have that in my prep right here. It says TJ Miller doesn't want to do Deadpool 3.
That's not what I said. What I said was, and thank you for doing your research, and really, you know, making sure to really follow that cut and paste journalism. What I said was, I don't want to do a third installment of something if it's going to not be as good as the first two. And in my experience, that's been the case sometimes. But there, of course, I would love to do another thing that people love. That's what I do for a living. So it's just strange that that's the clickbait. They go after it, and they're not going to publish this. There's not a chance that they will hear this and then go, you know what? We should write that maybe we made a mistake with how we, you know, contextually looked at. They're not going
to
do that.
You have, I can pick up on this. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to pick up on this. You have a lot of animosity and angst.
You have to be a genius to have worn that hoodie with that hat there.
You like this?
I love it.
You have a lot of...
This is called radio
frustration
chic.
And anger towards the media. You're really... I mean, you're keeping it together right now. You're not like flying off the handle, but I can tell.
Do you want to know the
hate
main...
Hate the way you've been treated in the media
do,
over
the
past
years. Do you
want to
know the main reason?
Sure.
It's Kate. It is so damaging to my wife, the most important person in my life. It is so damaging, and she is unable to water off a duck's back when it comes to this stuff. And it's very frustrating as a man. Again, she would totally get behind this. It's very frustrating as a man to feel powerless. You know, when it comes to being able to defend somebody that you really care about, that is really, really, it's impotence, you know? And the only way I can feel like I'm not impotent is trapped stepsister porn.
My wife, she doesn't handle any criticism online or in the media about, you know, about her or me or whatever. I go, I don't care what people say. Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
You know, I feel like, you know, women sometimes are just can't get to sleep because of something that someone said at the soccer game,
right?
You know, or something like that. And they're asking you to help draft a letter to the principal of the.
What do you think is the most. So this animosity that you have towards the media, and this is over the way you've been treated in the media over the past couple of years. And,
well,
and you
can, how my wife has received it.
Sure. You can Google TJ and find this stuff if you want. The click and paste journalism, as you call it. What's been the most unfair thing or what you think has been misportrayed the most?
Right now, I think it's across the board. So I am as upset and trying to prevent Kate from seeing that some stupid site is like, this movie's going to be trash or whatever, as I am, because I just see it across the board as, and I think bigger picture, it's again, this would only happen on your show, that I would delve into this. I think bigger picture, it's really upsetting that we've sort of lost the power of that within our culture. Because it's a real bummer. And so I think a year ago, I would have said, well, this piss, and I can't believe that. And now I just am sort of like, this is just such a bummer that across the board, you can't really feel like any of this is true.
There's
from the New York Times.
A concerted effort, I would say, to...
theadvocate.com or something.
There's an effort. There's an anti-TJ Miller group out there that wants to bring you down.
Somebody said to me that, and this was a long time ago, somebody said, you know, when you get big enough, and I'm sure you guys have actually experienced this for sure.
Not yet, probably.
No, but I think so. Somebody said, when you get to a certain point, there's no way that you can't have that, what you just said. I don't know if that's true across the board, but that's what sort of we've experienced. And it's less upsetting from the anonymous behind the screen people, the keyboard warriors, than within our personal life. Because I think Kate too has, said to me a couple times, she's gone, I don't think that I can interact with this person again. And that's not just her making that initiative. Sometimes it's somebody says something terrible or and she's like, this doesn't seem like it's adding anything to our lives. Mm-hmm. But and what I left out of that joke is that the isolation is really interesting. It's not something that I go, oh boo-hoo me. It's more I'm just like, wow, this is a really interesting component of it, and I see it in other people, you know, because I work with a lot of people that are way more famous than me, and I sort of see similar patterns that are even bigger. And I won't name any of those people because I could, you know, I could see them sort of then somehow third hand hearing this and going, well, why would you say that about. But what's been really nice for me is, and I'm at Hilarity's this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in Michigan and Royal Oak on Sunday. I've really, really liked being able to travel all over the country, because Hollywood feels myopic and completely out of touch. New York is really getting harsh. Like, they're really, really starting to be like, F the rest of the country, you know? And I don't like that mentality at all. But when I'm in Ohio, when I'm in Wisconsin, when I'm in Oregon, I just feel like I'm around people that are much more in touch. Mm-hmm. and really with it. Really with it. And
what is it, Dougie?
I have to ask a question. If your wife said, let's quit, let's just move to Wisconsin, would you do
get
it
get out
her?
Of the media spotlight?
Just, if it seems
forget
like
forget it.
Yeah,
it's not worth the trouble.
I think she has too expensive taste in jackets. I think a little bit we've considered. No, we haven't. You know, because
why does she look at all that? Like, who cares what people think? And I'm so jaded.
We are all addicted to Instagram.
I don't care what people think.
But Dougie, if someone said, "Oh, people are talking smack about you,"
they
on
do
whatever,
every day.
You're not going to go and look.
No, I can't. I clicked on one thing I just told Charlie about a week and a half ago, and it just brought me to tears.
Well, listen,
and I do that once, probably every 6 months. Okay, but then I pull it together, and if I'm here. We know we have to do a job.
Okay, so
I feel
that's
bad
exactly
that she
it.
Feels that way.
No, but that's exactly it. Is that I think that she would be as upset if people were like, "Your art is terrible," but she's still an artist, and I am upset by this stuff that we've been talking about, but. That doesn't mean that this weekend at Hilarity's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that doesn't mean that is not the most rewarding thing. That far outweighs everything else. So it's still, the mission statement is still more important than any, again, if I cared about what people thought of me, I wouldn't have two phones in a chore coat.
True.
But I really do believe that you're right. You know, we're here to do a job. We care more about the people that like what we're doing, that appreciate what we're doing. We care about them much more than somebody that's just.
You stick around. Can I take a break? Is he able to stick around?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bust
right.
Let
me take a break. I'm glad you did. I think that's a great point.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk to TJ Miller a little bit more before we wrap it up. He's going to be at Hilarities tonight at 7 p.m.
Again, this
Friday
is the
and Saturday, 7 and 9:30.
This is the only place where we would get into, get as deep as we did, and then you're like, and at Hilarities, Pickwick and Frawley, see him tonight, Friday and Saturday.
It's, well, you know what? I have not seen your stand-up, I have to be honest. Maybe I'll have to swing by this weekend.
I would love that. And you'll love it because also it's, and I know we got to take a break. Also, it is a one-man circus. There's juggling. There's terrible ventriloquism. There's trombone. It is truly meant to just lift people out of whatever they're thinking about, have a great time for an hour. And my opener, thank goodness, Cash Levy, who I do the podcast with, Cashing In with TJ Miller, really fun podcast. Check it out if you haven't. It's everywhere. Cashing In with TJ Miller. He's a headliner in his own right. So the show front to back is amazing.
Charlie, would anyone be able to try to down this effing intense ghost pepper?
I'm not sure anyone should down it. But I'm really interested if anybody can get.
It's like a fine wine.
Eat it.
You don't down fine wine.
Really?
I'd like to see someone try to down this.
What was the pepper we ate before?
Ghost pepper.
It was the world's hottest pepper. Whatever.
Carolina Reaper.
Oh. Yes, that's Carolina Reaper.
I almost went to the hospital. I started seeing stars. I almost passed out. I was sweating and cold. And
started seeing stars and talking negatively about them online. If you can, I'll tell you what. Charlie, if you want to try a little bit, I will too, but we got to find something to put it on.
Oh, we'll get some tortilla chips.
Right. We'll be right back with TJ Miller. Hang on.
Rover and iHeart Radio Station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
You know when you're driving and you see the person laughing then screaming in their car? You can bet your sweet ass they're listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
Here with us. He's going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight.
Oh, hash and, browns is the great idea.
There you go. Hash browns for your hot sauce. So, he has hot sauce. You stopped selling CDs at your comedy shows, is my understanding.
Although I do have a fake hip-hop folk pop album that is available everywhere called the Extended Play EP. And that was a fun experiment because then I gave it to real musicians to remix. And that was sort of to prove that good musicians with any material can make something great.
Mm-hmm.
And that celebrities who cross over into a place they shouldn't be are terrible.
you proved the point.
It's got some good music on it. But I was telling Kate, I thought this was really funny too. Just imagine me. At an airport, listening to Justin Bieber on repeat, and really genuinely appreciating how good he is. And I know the dude. I think he's smart.
You're a believer.
I'm a believer. But I really think he's great what he does. But he's brought up a couple of times, like, you know, I'd like to do a movie. I'd like to do this. And I sort of say to him, you know, in the nicest way, like, the hours are difficult.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just,
this is, if you really want to do this, it's going to take a lot of work.
Everyone thinks they want to be in a movie, but is it?
I wouldn't recommend it to most people. It's a very specific skill set that you need.
What is...
Stewart and I were eating, because we were both cutting weight, we were eating nuts and raisins, and that's it. And not eating after 6 p.m.
Can I ask you a question
for
about her?
A month and a half.
And I know you're going to be in this movie with her, and now's probably not the time to
streaming, but can we just enjoy that there's turkey
hanging out of the package?
Just coming out. That's all.
Yeah, what is that touching when you're bringing it upstairs?
I haven't been the biggest, I've sort of been a Kristen Stewart critic.
Really?
Just, all of the movies I see her in, it's like very flat affect.
No, she's great. And I thought the same thing, because I got, you know, I got the offer for the film, and Kate's, and a bagel. Kate sort of, I said, I don't know, you know, I mean, she's been in Twilight, I was a critic, I guess. And Kate said, I've never seen Twilight, but she's one of the great actresses alive right now. And that's all I really needed to hear.
So you did the movie with her.
Yeah.
And you enjoy her. You like her.
And I thought we did sort of a brother. We became older brother, younger sister type. Not in the pornographic
Step-sister.
Way. Uh-huh. Yeah. She never got trapped.
Trapped under the camera.
No, I think, but what I thought was really, really interesting about doing that movie, Underwater, January 10th, was that I really was fascinated watching her. I thought she was really, really, really good. And I felt like I was learning from her. Because I don't consider myself like a good actor or anything like that. I'm a comedian who has hoodwinked Hollywood into letting me in films.
Is it hard to act? I had someone tell me, I forget who it was, a comedian who turned into an actor. Kevin Pollak, actually. He goes, anyone could do this. And I said, I don't think so. I don't think anyone could
I mean,
do
maybe he can, but I certainly don't walk into work thinking this is easy. In fact, I left Silicon Valley because that was the first job I had where I started to get comfortable and was like, okay, you know, going into work is not that tough. It still was a challenge, and you still want to live up to Mike Judge and Clay Tarver's expectations. But at the same time, I was sort of, you know, ready to try something else that was challenging. Every film that I do is difficult. Whereas every stand-up set, even if it doesn't go really well, I either have a good time because I kill, or, you know, I'm learning something. I'm kind of walking away going, okay, X, Y, and Z I need to do next time. And
well, what's the hardest part of acting then? Is it just?
I think the stamina. I think, you know, sometimes in a film for 3 days, you'll do one scene and every single take has to be like it's the first time you did it.
Yeah.
And that's really hard. I love Anna Faris said that I thought this was so brilliant. She said, acting is like baseball. She's like, you wait the whole time in the dugout for hours, and then you get up, you're at bat, and you have like 30 seconds to get it right. And you've got to hit it out of the park, and then you go back to just waiting. Because it's a lot of waiting.
Have you ever Jason blown Bateman it on the set? Have you ever been a guy? Have you ever been the guy that that just shuts the production down because you're screwing something up, or you?
I've been so exhausted from doing stand up in addition to acting that I kind of haven't been able to. You know, anytime that I know I'm like, all right, I can't perform at 100%, I sort of ask to not come in that day to work. But as Kate mentioned recently, I'm also brain damaged. So I had a, you know, I've, I have a brain condition that sometimes will lead to mania. And I'm not going to work when that's happening.
When you say brain damaged, what do you, like a, an injury or?
Arteriovenous malformation. It's congenital. So you have it when you're born. And it's kind of, they removed a golf ball size of my frontal lobe in 2010.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that's not.
It like an emergency surgery kind of thing almost? Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there in the sense that, you know, that doesn't prevent me from working. It happened in 2010. It was handled, but I think a bigger thing is just I've never blown it on set, but I have said I need to opt out because it's really important that this I get this right. Because what I won't do is ever have work that I'm doing be under par. I just won't do that. And I'm sure you're the same way. I mean, I think you guys don't come into work and be like, I'm going to phone it in today, you know? So I also will not do that. And you'll see that this weekend
at Hilarity's. Thursday,
Friday, Saturday at Hilarity's Comedy Club at Pickwick and Frawley. I'm not going to get on stage.
When they remove this.
I have thrown up before a show and had the opener do longer so that I'm sick. I had the flu and just so that I could get up, do the set and make it great.
Yeah. When they remove this piece of your brain,
yeah,
is there any change in personality or behavior or anything after that?
I asked that. I said, so they had an intern, of course, come in and say, listen, there's a 10% fatality rate with this surgery. It's elective. You don't have to get it. And I said, okay, if I do get this surgery, is there a world where I'm less funny? And the guy was like, what? and I said, well, you know, I mean, what happens if I don't get the surgery? And he said, you'll die in your mid-30s.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. So will it change my sense of humor? And he's like, did you hear what I just said? And I said, well, I kind of make a living off of my sense of humor. I guess I'd rather, you know, have a good go of it and then take off and make a lot of people happy rather than, you know, live till I'm 70 and not be particularly amusing at dinner parties, right? And he said, I don't think it's going to really change your personality, but there's no way that we can be sure of that. And I said, all right, let's roll the dice. And nothing. I mean, the next, I think it was 2 days after that I said, they said, oh, you can go home. And I said, okay, what kind of like rehab do I need to do? And they're like, no, nothing.
Nothing. Just go home.
And I was like, I'm sorry. So nothing. So I don't have to like flex stress balls or try and walk in water, you know, in a pool or something. And they said, no, it's just, this is, you know, usually this is caught in autopsy, so most people die from it. But we caught it early. And
how did they even catch that? How did they diagnose you with this?
I, during Yogi Bear 3D, my best work, to be honest.
Oh, yes. Who can forget?
No one. certainly not Yogi. You know, I had a seizure, and so that led me to kind of go into a doctor and say, hey,
you know, never had a seizure before that.
Never, yeah. And they said, well, let's do a MRI. Let's just do a CAT scan and see. And they were like, whoa, okay, we have a situation.
Well, that's lucky that you were able to.
Oh, incredibly lucky.
Get that.
But, you know, if we believe Sam Harris's podcast, then everything is meant to be because of determinism and there's a lack of free will. But for me, I sort of felt like, you know, this is a good opportunity to sort of reassess. And because for a long time and still, I was a little worried about, like, what if I had a seizure or a stroke or an aneurysm? And we, a few years ago, found out, like, that's not a possibility. That you are just as likely to have an AVM as I am to have any sort of brain
issue. You have the seizure right there on set? Is that where it was? Or where were you when you had the seizure?
No, I had come back. Actually, I had come back from... So it wasn't on the set of Yogi Bear 3D. I had come back, and I was in a... It's actually a pretty good story. I was in a... sort of a pitch with my managers, and I was pitching a horror film, and in the middle of the pitch, I had the seizure. So they thought...
As part of the movie?
For a little while, they were like, they're like, wow, he's really committed to this. Jeez, he's not joking on this one.
What acting chops.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's a really good actor. But that was interesting, too, because... You know, I sort of, you know, again, that is a real life.
Do you wake
experience.
Up and everyone is looking down at you? Did you have any recollection?
If you look it up, TJ Miller has a seizure. I did a show where that was the story that I told. But yeah, you wake up, you're in an ambulance. You're like, what's happening? They're like, you just had a seizure. You're like, what's happening now? And they're like, you're about to have another seizure. And then you have another seizure. And then you wake up in the hospital and you're like, what's going on? They're like, you had two seizures. You're like, ah, okay, what's going to happen now? They're like, you're just going to be here for a little while and you're going to have more pudding than you usually have.
We had this happen to one of my video director.
Really?
Anthony. We were out.
Is he epileptic though?
No, he's had nothing. And we were out in Nashville drinking. It was first thing in the day. It's like noon. We wake up. We go, let's go hit up some of the rooftop bar in Nashville on like a Saturday afternoon. We're there for
15, AKA any day of the week in Nashville. Yeah,
15 minutes or so, 30 minutes. And he's sitting in his chair and then just...
Standing. Walks up to me and goes, man, I'm hungry. And then just falls into me. And I was like hugging him, and everybody thought I was.
We were
just embracing, and I was yelling, "Somebody get me a chair! He's passed out." Everybody's laughing.
Thank God he fell when you were because that's.
Oh,
they
yeah.
say that's the only danger is that if you have a seizure, which I've never had one since then. So it's been what 9 years, almost 10 years, and that's the danger. They say is that a seizure is not dangerous, but if you hit your head, if you're walking down the stairs and you. If you're in a car, that's right. The real danger.
So then you put him in a chair.
Yeah.
And then he seizes, and we all see this, and then he puked all over
vomited
us.
Vomited and urinated and defecated all over the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And, to cut the pants off.
A.K.A. Saturday in Nashville. Yeah.
No, but really, he was just vomiting. He was vomiting, like, a lot. And we didn't drink. I mean, he had half a drink, so we knew it wasn't the alcohol.
So the worst part was, and you tell us if this is bad, TJ. So the bar calls the...
Is that falling into an embrace in a public place?
The bar calls the ambulance. The ambulance comes. Charlie goes down there, gets him into the ambulance. We said, okay, we'll be right down. We have to close out our tab. And some fans came up to us in the process of closing out our tab to Dieter and me. And they bought us a drink. And then we actually ended up getting... We never went to the hospital, and he was sent to the hospital alone in the ambulance, and we never closed out our tab.
They just started around. The tab, TJ.
Yeah, right.
They had a minimum.
By the way, also, the restaurant was really nice because they ended up not charging us.
Yeah, so
if you have a seizure, Snitcher's drinks were on the house.
You're right.
Thanks.
We're just
a-holes is basically...
No, I think at that point, you got to really make a decision there.
I work with great people.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
And, thanks, guys.
Yeah. it's a scary thing, but at this point, you know, it was so long ago that I can't even really relate to what it was like necessarily. But to speak to what you just were sort of touching on, you know, that's the problem with fame, is that this happens and everyone's like, whoa, what's going on? Oh, wait. Is that Rover? Is that Dieter? Can we buy you guys a drink? I know your friend just had a seizure, but yeah. We listen to you every morning, and I just want to say, like, the hot sauce episode was one of my least favorites. And you know, I think that's, again, something that sort of affects Kata. She's like, you know, if something happens in public, and that's why it gets a little isolating, because you kind of want to, you know, rein it back in. You don't want to go out as much.
Speaking of hot sauce, I got to take a break because I got way behind talking to TJ. When we come back, I promise, we're going to bust open his effing intense ghost pepper type yit hot sauce. 0 calories, as hot sauce is.
Good, good.
My wife loves hot sauce because it's 0 calories, yeah. And my wife weighs like 94 pounds.
Isn't it funny that we pretend to not cuss on the air? Like, you're like effing intense. It's like anyone in the car is like, thank goodness.
I really think they should allow you to, I think there should be no restrictions on what you say on the radio or television, and I think it should be determined by whether someone's willing to advertise on my show or not. I think that should be...
But sometimes, do you think that you get more creative because you can't do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Around with your words.
Well, and have you ever found yourself almost getting into a cuss word, and then you're like, I gotta figure out how to... Yeah?
Describe it, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me take a break. We'll come back.
Because I really like to F and the S whenever I see, you know.
Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll pop open his
hot
sauce.
Are you doing hash browns, sandwich, or bagel?
What are you doing, Charlie?
Oh, you're not jumping in, Rover?
Oh, you know me.
Well, what are you going to do? I think just a little hash browns.
Let's do it.
I think just hash browns.
Schnitzer, if you'd like to join in, maybe we could cause another seizure and Schnitzer, full bottle of hot sauce.
Defecate again and urinate.
It's coming up next on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Heart Radio Station. WMMS.
What these guys do at work is probably not safe for you to listen to at work. Maybe put some headphones on. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, TJ Miller is here. He's going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight and tomorrow night. 7 p.m. tonight, 7 and 9:30 tomorrow night. 216-736-4242 for tickets.
Guys, come on. I mean, you know, is there a better time to just... laugh, you know. I mean, we're talking about this in the morning, that the impeachment trial hearing thing got in the way of morning television. I mean, it just,
I didn't even bring that up because
we're surrounded by,
I hear you're very anti-Trump. I hate Trump, by the way.
No, I have completely and you'll see,
you've it, changed.
No, you'll see it in the show. I'm
over
apolitical
it.
Yeah, I'm, it's not, it doesn't make any sense.
Because I heard
for
that
me.
You got in a fight with an Uber driver over Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Cut-paste journalism.
Cut-paste journalism.
Follow that, Rover.
It's not what happened?
No.
Fake news.
I'm not even going to get into it, but let's just say in the world of celebrity, extortion happens occasionally. I am really... I'm sort of pro not talking about any of it because I don't want to get...
But isn't that almost dangerous? I'm with you. I understand that. Trust me. People are burnt out on it.
I remember your politics, and I think, you know, who's going to a comedy show to hear more about this?
I get you. I understand. And I don't think... Comedy
I, look, I don't think if you vote... If you're a red hat and you voted for him... I don't think you deserve to laugh less than anybody else. And that's not like me trying to sell more tickets. It's just me sort of saying, like, I don't think I have anything to do with it.
And if you voted for Trump, TJ Miller probably is not going to sway you on why you shouldn't have voted for Trump.
And I don't have any, what am I supposed to do? Be upset with somebody about, you know, and I think, Kate said it best, where she's like, I guess I can be upset that one of our friends voted for somebody that I didn't, but I don't know that I voted for somebody that I was pleased. That was a tough year.
What is this rose petal pistol? What is that?
That's
your
Kate
wife's
online,
name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her one of her pseudonyms. But you can see her online.
KateCorney.net. I'm just looking at pictures of
KateCorney.art.
See this?
.net.
There's a
that's early aughts.
Good looking, huh?
Very hot.
Redhead.
I know.
Natural redhead, it looks like, huh?
Who knows? No, she's, I mean, great. Here, and bring her back up, because you know, the other thing is like, so stylish. Doesn't have to...
And then look at this photo. It's just like, you know, you go, whoa, yeah. How'd this happen?
Yeah, I know,
it's TJ Miller and her making out. You're like, oh, no, whoa,
that's exactly it. You're like, why is his head oblong and she's got a great hairdo?
Yeah, why is this hobo assaulting her?
You know what exactly. Why is this hobo allowed to be around the... But I think, too, you know, what's interesting is that... Well, I don't love this, but some people sometimes will be like, you know, and she's really talented too. And I'm like, why is that weird?
Like, they're surprised.
Just because, and she is gorgeous. Just because you're gorgeous, you're supposed to be an idiot.
I mean, look at me. I'm extremely good looking and super talented as well. So it can happen.
Do you feel the silence after that comment? I really enjoyed kind of looking back to you guys after certain shows.
Yeah, attitude. He keeps looking.
We're just nodding. We're like, you're right.
You're like, oh boy.
All right, let's.
You're just thinking about where to buy more hair gel. That's all he's doing.
Charlie, come on in here. Why don't you
get in here?
Bring yourself in here. Let's get this.
And
hot
what is
sauce.
This cuck? Cook thing.
Well, this is Jeffrey, one of the guys on my show who's not here today. His wife, we caught his wife online on a dating services cheating on him.
Is that real?
That's real. And he's still with her. He's a very weird guy, and the wife is very weird. Very, very strange.
Not a fan, to be honest with you, that situation.
And so, therefore, we put out a cookbook, and it's the Cut Cook. He's kind of a gross guy.
He's the one whose underwear is in the hallway.
Yes, by the way, that's the
underwear. Yeah, same guy. Front.
The very, same guy you want cooking your food.
Very special, if you know what I mean, TJ. Right. And so we had him. He always has these weird things.
Skid marks in the front, right?
Yes.
Good memory.
Yes, and
I have a head for those things. Dear.
So we made a cookbook of all of the actual recipes that he tells us him and his strange family eat. And we made an entire cookbook of that about a year ago, and it called it The Cuck Cook.
I don't want to, but, you know, I found out Kate was on Bumble because she and I matched. So we ended up dating after that for a little while.
Wait, say that again? Hold on.
No, come on.
That
was an unsuccessful joke.
You said you're learning stuff every day. He just learned that one.
No, my girlfriend's on Bumble right now, but to make friends. They have like a friend maker area.
That seems really real.
Yeah, it's real. For me, I guess I got to an age where I go, I don't need any friends. I have enough going on in my life. I don't care what you are doing in yours. I really don't care.
That's also a really easy way to kind of say Rover has a tough time making friends. We've been... Kate's been saying that she's like, you know, I used to have a joke where I love when a girl would break up with you and be like, you know what, but I'd really like to be friends. And I'm like, I got enough friends.
You bring up your wife a lot. You really love your wife, huh?
Yeah, huge fan. Yeah. Huge fan.
She's very stylish and you were wearing a onesie. Does she ever, like, judge that? Does she ever tell you what to wear?
No, sometimes I'm like, why... Why are you okay with being with me? Why are you okay with hanging? And she, I think if you know somebody long enough, they'll sort of forgive any style.
They'll look
decision.
Past this onesie that you're wearing right now.
No, I think the other thing is like, and this isn't for everybody, but it's like you can kind of, I mean, look, the four of us in here are not necessarily the most attractive people, but I think charisma can take you a long way. But I really, you know, I joke about, like, you want to laugh a girl into bed, but not laugh her off the bed, mm-hmm. you know? So I there's a little bit of that, I think, to it. But
we talk about the cook, the Jeffrey's cook.
Yeah.
Would you and your wife, you said that she was on Bumble,
no.
but let's forget the joke. You would never involve anyone else in,
no,
what about another woman? Would you wouldn't do that?
I think that is...
you would, but she wouldn't.
No.
That's, really?
That's the realm of fantasy, not reality. Because I always think about how funny it is, like, you know, what if it was really... happening? I mean, you've got some other guy in there, some other girl, and what happens afterwards? I mean, I think enough of us masturbate and feel terrible right afterwards. I don't think we need to
involve somebody else. You don't have another person. You have to somehow get to leave.
Well, yeah. What do you, exactly. You're going, so...
Do you want me to call the Uber?
Do you want a gin and tonic for you? Yeah, I'll call an Uber, but no, everything is being recorded. No. I think no go on that one. Let me put it this way. We've had some really fun nights in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that was about anybody else or anything like that. I actually think, you know, we'll have a good... Yeah, we have a good night out without anybody else, so why even get into that? I mean, obviously... My stepsister is somebody that I'd like to.
All right, so what
still,
are you doing
that
here?
Is so, what, weird.
What hot
so
sauce weird. Do you have?
So
PJ?
Weird. How did it?
What's the three flavors?
All right, so we got. Here's what we got.
Mild.
We got diet, which is right. That's mild. So that's sort of more Chipotle. That's a little bit hotter. Extreme gangster hot sauce, and that's sort of Tabasco if it actually cared.
Might as well just put those aside. Charlie.
Are you a Let's hot sauce go. Guy, by the way?
Oh, like I love it. Yeah,
because I'm
oh
not. I like really? A little bit of flavor.
No, I love it. I love
like.
Well, no. So here is a big thing for me. I didn't want it to be hot for the sake of being hot.
Okay.
I wanted Chipotle to be hot.
All right.
So I wanted heat but flavor. Yeah.
You
that's
just,
no
you
joke.
Just smelled it. What is it, Charlie?
It's just hot. It's just.
Do you hear him? It's just hot.
I hate hot stuff. I really do. Ever since the Carolina Reaper, it freaks me out because
well,
I wanted to blow my brains
making
up.
Making him do it again.
Oh, because we're doing it. We're here.
Torturing.
I'm here.
Him.
Yeah.
All right. So you're doing.
Oh, we're both doing this. This is your stuff, right?
How much you putting on there? You need to take off the little plastic stopper and just pour it out.
That, you know what? If you've done that, I'd do a couple more dashes.
Just, wow, just this keep is going, Charlie. You want some more?
That's crazy.
No, this baby's covered.
This is important, though. I want to match it to a certain extent. And then where's
what are you looking for?
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah. We got to get him in here.
Okay.
I want to have three people upset.
Oh, yeah. Let's ruin three people's day.
One of the
yeah.
promotions people has been
now,
down here bugging
here,
me about
here's
do,
what I
doing the
say,
hot
though,
sauce, too.
If we...
oh, Scott.
Yeah,
okay.
Get in here.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Scott. Here we go. Now and maybe
oh we're doing now which one's that that's the
oh,
gangster
you're,
stuff
oh, you're mixing.
No no that's a different area. We're doing that on okay. the sausage
different area right, different
okay.
area
okay.
All right
because
right.
I want us to enjoy this so I'm wondering do we start with here you want to get into that
you
wait
start,
is this the ghost pepper
this is the,
yeah. that's all you did come on
no it's all on there he covered it
okay great all right
Wait, which one?
You're gonna start right, Dieter?
Yeah,
you have
yeah,
some
I
over
got
there?
My lunch.
Dude. Oh, you want the hot stuff?
Yeah.
Dieter hates hot stuff more than anybody I've ever met.
Hot?
Yeah.
Tell me how much you put
let's,
on it.
All right, let's go right into the hot.
He all hates right. Dieter. Can do anything other than hot stuff. So,
show me how much.
I mean, you hate hot sauce?
Hate it.
Yeah, dump it on there, TJ.
All right. Oh, this is gonna be really. This is gonna be. Really
how often do you eat the hot stuff?
I have acid reflux.
So do I. Yeah, I got Tums here. So
I have an
good.
Ulcer, TJ. Yeah, is this good for an ulcer?
I think this. Is
and I've
be
got
great
hemorrhoids,
for...
so this will be great.
Oh, all right, God. And Scott, are you? Did you put it in the?
Oh, it's yeah, in the. It's in there.
Okay. All right, let's go,
all
guys.
Right, chow down, guys. Eating TJ Miller's hot sauce here, which you can get at his show at Hilarities tonight. Charlie.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. TJ, why do you do this to... Why would you give this to the American public?
Look. Look at... What do you think?
Oh, my God, dude.
What do you think?
Okay, it's on.
But it has a good flavor.
Bring yeah. milk in. You got milk?
I'm sorry, we're out of milk.
It's good flavor, right?
It's a good flavor, but man, that's hot.
Now, I'm going to follow it up with a little bit of the old...
Oh, my God.
Extreme gangster heat.
Holy and it's getting hotter. It's gone. It's swallowed it. It's
gathering steam.
Yes. It's working its way up.
And you're
to
not
the crescendo.
Having any? Whoa. Now it is getting hot.
You don't know that?
Yeah,
you
but at first it's hot, but it just keeps getting worse. Why would you make this?
It's delicious. And there's flavor, right?
There's flavor, yeah. Battery acid is the flavor.
Jesus, dude.
Woo! I think we all need a little battery acid on our breakfast. What do you think?
Oh, man. No, but it's good. It wakes you
it's
up.
It's good, but it's very, very strong.
I assume the diet one must actually just taste great.
And actually, just put some of that on.
Without the heat.
What do you think? He just vomits, Dieter, and I never saw
Dieter's,
another.
Dieter's speechless. What are you tasting over there?
I guess it's still.
Oh, it's one of those where you're trying to run away?
Oh, God.
Ooh, won't stop. What do you think?
Woo. Brutal.
Brutal!
I'm going to need milk for the back door today when I go to the bathroom, man. This is bad.
All right, I'm going to try the diet one. Because
mm-hmm.
this one,
Dom, what do you keep holding
good.
Up for? Sure.
But
Dom,
hey,
Dom,
you know what? We had this not local so bad. One. Right now, it's gone.
No, no, I'm actually good.
Yeah, but you keep eating it; it keeps coming back.
Hold
yeah.
on, Dom. What
well,
are you? What
I,
are you...
I think I put more. Than I should.
Oh
on
yeah,
here.
You think?
What
oh,
is
yeah.
that, Dom?
We have this local restaurant. They just brought us food yesterday too. Quaker Steak.
Yeah.
They have this atomic wing
it
sauce that
it's
I'm
really
wondering
hot.
How it even compares.
Bring it in.
To this.
Let's try it.
There's this stuff you have to sign the waiver for when you go to the restaurant.
All right, so let's try that versus TJ.
No.
We use yours.
The waiver one.
That's
on,
hot for the
balls.
No. That's hot for the sake of being hot. That's what I'm against. I don't like.
Does it have a medicine
it's
dropper?
It's got to have flavor.
Yeah.
It has
oh
to have a little
God.
Bit of flavor.
All right, Dom, come on over here. Come here, Dom.
Wow.
Let's get you like a baby bird.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Hook Dom up. Hook Dom up.
All right, baby bird this, Dom. Get
finish.
Your,
you finish the whole thing. It's good.
On your knees. Hold
it
on.
Is good.
Good.
Oh, here's the. This
did
is
you,
stuff you have to sign
but
the
did you
for.
Try the Chipotle?
Yeah, I didn't do the Chipotle yet, but that
easy,
diet
dude.
One's good.
I don't know how old this is. I also.
Oh, it's been aged.
Worried about my
no
phlegm
about
here.
You're like, so I'll continue to.
They put out.
All right, here we go.
Oh, this is real.
That
oh,
atomic
God.
Stuff is black.
Now we're really hold returning on. To shock jock era.
It's not coming up in the medicine dropper. It's
really?
It's congealed. How old is this?
It might be like 6 years
real
old, but that's
yeah.
age.
I'll get to me. I'll microwave it
okay.
and get liquidy and right, then right. bring it right back. Put the top back on.
This Chipotle oh. one's delicious too. Thank
great.
You. This is good right. stuff. This is actually really good.
Thank you. Actually really good.
All right, Dom, we're going to microwave
that's like when,
that.
That's like when Kate goes, you actually look good in that. You actually don't look like an idiot.
This one. This
wait, you're really
favorite.
About to do this?
I have to. We have yes. to microwave it to get it. It was so congealed in there. It's six
I'm
years
worried
old.
Worried about like my phlegm, and I'm worried about choking to death on
I
my
just
own
did
phlegm.
It. Oh,
I'm
my.
Really.
Come on.
You just did this one?
I just did the...
But he
even
said this one.
No, that and you ate the whole thing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a release form. You got to sign.
That's true.
It's right, a gimmick.
Why don't you do it then? Oh,
it's a gimmick.
Oh, you do
I've
it.
Done
it. You have?
I've done it. I do it all the time.
Okay.
I frequently.
Okay,
you know what
ball,
I like? I like
again,
I like the intense, but I like the extreme gangster heat.
That's
like
the best one.
The extreme gangster heat
flavor. That's actually a good one.
All right, Dieter is bringing this back.
Oh, so this is happening. Currently.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right. How long you microwave that for, Dieter?
Just 20 seconds and started to smoke.
Oh, my God. So it's not even going to be the heat of the peppers. It's going to be the actual temperature that's
oh
going to burn his mouth.
This is the only radio show I know where you guys are like, yeah, eat on the air. That's fine.
Go for it.
All right. Did it?
It's liquidy. If you look. Rover, right, you might have to just actually take the bottle, Rover, and pour the bottle in.
No, come on. Just one drop.
No, just
do you
pour
want
the bottle.
What do you want it on?
Oh, man, it's really... It's,
he's going right in the... Right
it's
in the
really hot. I think it's
use
too
the
hot
bag,
to...
Pour the bottle in.
Wait. And also, the plastic is melted. This is it.
Oh, my God, look at this.
this has to be illegal.
No, that's not from the microwave. That's actually from the atomic sauce melted. The plastic.
What am I doing?
The medicine dropper plastic just melted.
Bagel? Bagel?
Pour it out into this.
No, do a bagel.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that? You pour it all on the bagel, Dom, on the inside.
God, the ghost pepper is still staying with me.
I'm gonna eat that bagel, I think.
Yeah! Yeah!
No.
No, he's just gonna take a big bite. You gotta get all of this in right here.
Oh my God.
This has become. This went from a deep conversation to all of us being like, ooh, ho, okay, whoa.
All right, Dom.
No, you can't.
In one bite, you get all of that hot
now,
sauce
that's
in.
Crazy.
That's
There he goes.
No, no. You might die. If you die, you die.
I'm so old. I'm so happy we're streaming this.
Smell it.
No, it can't be.
Is it still hot?
Oh, God.
Like, temperature-wise,
oh,
is it hot?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, please protect me.
This is going to be a vomit situation.
Get it down.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Swallow it. Oh, he's puking.
Gotta swallow.
You know what?
Wash it down with a lot of people.
Oh, my God, he's shaking.
Look how red his face is.
Well, we don't. Oh my God. We definitely don't want a seizure here.
Oh my God,
is this what a seizure looks like?
Oh dear God.
TJ, give him a Heimlich. Heimlich behind him.
Kate gave me the Heimlich recently. I can do it. If you need it, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, God.
You okay?
Get some water.
Dumb. You want her?
No. Dumb, is it hot?
Oh, my God.
Is it hot? It's radio talk.
All right, I can't talk. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Oh, my God.
You got puke. Puke it up. You can't have that in you.
No, you can't come back up.
It's going to be worse coming up, isn't it?
Bro, it's probably burning his esophagus.
Oh, God. I can't believe it. Can we? Okay. I don't want to interrupt this, but anything? What can we get you? Yeah.
Bread.
There's also turkey sandwich. This, if you're listening right now and you don't think that we do everything for you, I think all the listeners should know we really go above and beyond. And by that, I mean,
thanks for coming in.
He's about to vomit.
It was a great idea today, TJ.
The Cook, Unhealthy Meals for Unhealthy Marriage, is available nowadays.
Get some water down. Take your clothes off. Get water down.
Is it still? I mean, he has like snot coming out.
Snot coming out of his nose.
Go get milk.
My mouth is on fire.
I can't even imagine. I can't. And it was so much.
I can't understand why people put this in their body.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why do we make this? You have the ghost pepper. It's flavorful. You can get it on TJ Miller. Does not have a website.com. Anybody else promote while someone's puking? Is that a common thing?
This weekend?
Yeah, where are you at?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. As Snot comes out at Pickwick and Frawley.
Oh, wow.
Hilarity's on 4th Street. Oh, dear.
What time are we looking at here?
Tonight,
7
o'clock.
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow, 7 and 9:30. Saturday, 7 and 9:30.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, there you go. TJ Miller, thank you.
Great job, TJ. Great job.
Are you interested in any trying the Chipotle hot sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Try it. It's on my bagel.
No, he's done. And can we just say you're wearing the appropriate t-shirt because you are
Superman
a effing Superman in this instance.
There you go. Dom,
how did this happen? And is it just, it's not even, it's hot too. He's like, all right, mistake, second mistake. Hey, listen. Comedy comes in threes. So right now. Right now we went.
Give him the. There you go.
That's not the extreme.
That was the
extreme. Well, see, I like a little heat. Go for
Take
it.
Take the hottest.
I mean, it can't go poorly. Oh God!
Right on the tongue. There you go.
Oh my God!
Rock your face.
This is. Again.
You need a better release than the other people. You maniac.
To all those listening to Robert's Morning Glory, they really go above and beyond here.
TJ.
Have fun at your shows this weekend.
Thank you so much. Can anyone guess how long this will be happening for? And you're still kind of feeling with the heat over here too.
It's not stop. My mouth's on fire.
I gotta say, how long do we think this is gonna last?
Oh, that's a couple hours for sure.
Really?
He's gonna come out. He's gotta go to the bathroom. Still dumb.
Oh dear.
Hilarities this weekend, 7 o'clock tonight, 7 and 9:30 Friday and Saturday. His website, what is it, TJ Miller Does Not Have a website.com. Go there. His podcast, I forget what it's called, just Google it, you'll figure it out.
Cashing in with TJ Miller.
There you go. TJ Miller, everyone.
We got some milk.
Thank you so much for coming in. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Dear, it's like, dear. Rover's Morning Mess.
You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS.
Anxious, depressed, paranoid.
You'll fit right in with us. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Excuse me. Dom, how are you doing in there? Your eyes are watering.
It's affecting my skin around my mouth. Is burnt.
Like
it's actually burnt. Like I've burnt myself.
Like a chemical burn almost.
But did it even touch your lips when you bit into it and went past?
Probably from spitting, I think got all over my lips. So it's just the saliva, it's the residue, so I can't imagine rubbing that all over yourself. Oh my God.
Charlie, how you feeling in there?
Oh, it's like it's still lingering on my lips. That's like the lips are what's still hot. And you can feel it going down. I mean, that was some hot sauce.
Yeah, now it's just, I've had like a pot of coffee, so now all that hot sauce and that coffee is just bubble gutting it up right now.
Doogie, are you going to give us a shizzy here? The news? I have a lot of stuff to talk about this morning, but yeah, I got a little bit behind with TJ Miller, so.
Totally.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A school district in Colorado has closed more than 40 schools for 2 days because there was a virus outbreak that was rapidly spreading through the student population. They said it's the first time that these school district in this scenario had to close every single school because of illness. They said that more than a dozen schools in the state's 14th largest district reported increased absences. They were calling it incidences of vomiting in the public places of the schools. So people were just in the halls just puking. So they had two different outbreaks that were just one after the other. So they ended up closing all of these schools to figure it out. People to get healthy and to scrub all of the schools. Next week is a holiday. A lot of people are going to be on vacation next week for the Thanksgiving holiday. But there's going to be an interesting storm system in the central U.S. that's going to make a lot of problems for your travel plans. They say it's going to be snow, rain, and even thunderstorms possible across the region. So definitely check out if you are going to be flying or traveling. Check out where that system is going so that you are safe. Sources say an emotional support parrot has accidentally...
I don't even know what the story is going to be, but an emotional support parrot.
Yeah. The emotional support parrot that was accidentally taken from a pet store has died.
Well, what
his name
you're gonna
was
have to
Sunny,
fill me in.
And he they got the parrot for a gift as the emotional support animal, which I didn't know that parrots could be that. And she's dealing with some medical issues. So they said that they had bought the Sunny, or they brought Sunny to a pet store to get his claws trimmed, and then the bird was placed in a box and left on a counter to be picked up by the owner. Store employees and police say that a man picked up the medium-sized carrying box with Sunny inside and just walked out. So the incident was caught all on security cameras. Sources say the man accidentally picked up the box thinking it was full of mice that he had just purchased. They say he then kept the box in his car during the day and that when he opened it up later, that Sonny the parrot was dead.
You don't look in the box and make sure it's mice.
The parrot doesn't make a noise?
Yeah, they talk nonstop.
The police are calling the incident non-criminal, but store employees are wondering why the man didn't say anything or even call the store after he discovered he had picked up the wrong box. Mm-hmm. But if you put stuff in the backseat of your car and you go on your day, you don't realize.
Well, what were you going to... He was going to leave the mice in there, too?
Right. Don't you put the mice alive?
In the hot car?
When you feed it to, like, a lizard or a snake?
Yeah, but do mice easily die?
Sure, why not? In a hot car? Okay.
So this is from the X Factor show. There is a woman by the name of Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger, right?
Oh,
it's
a
hot ass chick. She's from
Pussycat.
Yeah. Oh, man, that chick's hot.
So she has been criticized for being sexually inappropriate with her fellow X Factor judge. And there is a clip that is out there. The clip is from the reality talent show, and you can play it for me.
All right. Hey, what just happened? Wow. Kevin, I feel love. Oh, Kevin,
what'd she do?
She put the guy's head in her breast.
Reminds me of Studio 50.
So she basically, this whoever this old guy is, this other judge, whoever that is.
Lewis Walsh.
Whoever.
Forced the motorboat.
Yeah, yes. Listen.
And people
are criticizing her?
What if they're saying, what if a guy were to do this? Well, that'd be wrong.
Yeah, it was opposite.
But who cares? It's hot.
Listen, this guy.
Any guy complaining is a nerd.
This guy didn't care one bit. Oh. No one would care one bit. This hot ass babe. I mean, she.
But
is
these men's
hot.
Right act guys are doing the opposite. Well, and they're complaining, saying, what if the roles were reversed?
Well, is the guy straight?
Who knows? What are you saying?
Is he
looks
married?
Gay? I'm
saying that would be offensive to him then.
Is he a homosexual?
Wait, what if it was Snitzer? What if I put my bosom onto Snitzer's face?
Your boobs
face?
Are gross. Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, if it was Nicole Scherzinger, but, you know, Snitzer won't even go into a strip club because he's afraid of offending his wife. Even Snitzer would say, bring those puppies over here. Let me nuzzle in that bosom.
What if that were to happen to Snitzer? Would he be offended because he's married? Well, I could see what
people would be
upset.
No, I wouldn't be offended. I'd be scared what my wife would do, but I wouldn't be offended.
I mean, this chick is hot.
She is hot.
Hot.
Super hot. Play that again, can you?
Yes. I mean, I just want to see her.
She's like in a lace dress, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, it's like see-through.
Oh, my God, is she hot.
Oh, look, he goes,
it reminds me of Studio 54, Donna Summer, Jimmy Somerville.
Yeah, that guy might not be straight.
Thursday night football, 8 p.m. tonight, the Houston Texans will host the Indianapolis Colts. Are these two at the very top?
Yeah, they're both good.
Yeah,
both.
So they say it's supposed to be a really good game. And then finally, I'll end with this, Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Jussie Smollett says that the $10,000 he was mandated to pay after the criminal case against him was closed should prevent the city of Chicago from seeking reimbursement for the police investigation following his claim, which was back in January of this year. He's saying that he was a victim of a racist and homophobic attack, so he is suing the city of Chicago for malicious prosecution.
This guy will not go away.
He will not.
I know, this guy.
Just go to jail.
I mean, you've been caught. You've been caught lying. Just go away. You should just feel lucky that you got off without those charges, you know?
There you go.
Shut up.
That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Let me take a break. I'm going to tell you, so that Jussie Smollett thing was fake, you're going to say I have a terrible heart, but I saw something in the news I think is fake. No one else thinks it's fake, but I think it's fake.
You're the only one?
I think I'm the only one.
I hate
and
this.
I'll tell you what it is right after this, and you tell me your opinion. Hang on.
Rover's Morning
Glory. iHeart Radio Station.
Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Hey, are you listening?
Did we get your attention?
Good. We didn't want you to miss any of the show. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Doogie says, I'm too critical on myself, I told her during the
during the commercial break. I go, man, you know, I really blew that interview with TJ Miller. She goes, no, you didn't. I go, I think I really blew it. I think I did. I really blew it.
Oh, that was great.
No, I blew it. Could have gone down a lot of avenues. And
that was fun.
Could have brought up, we were talking about his wife. She's hot. Would you let anyone else? Because we were talking about the Cook, Jeffrey's book. Should have brought up that Thomas Middleditch. That was his co-star on that TV show on HBO. Oh, yeah.
That would have been good, boss.
I know. And he came out and he's like, oh, we're swingers. It saved my marriage. And really, I think that this Thomas Middleditch basically was like, hey, I'm a celebrity and I'm going to go sleep with other people, whether you like it or not. That's what he cites saving his marriage. That was my impression of it. I would have liked to get TJ Miller's impression of that. I blew it. Last time TJ was in here, he's been in here twice.
Today was the third.
That's right. So two times before. And the first time, it was years ago, just hit it out of the park. The second time he was here, it was right after one of these legal things that he has been involved with. I think it was after he...
There's an accusation
that he was on a train or something. If I remember, I think he was on a train. This is according to police. He was on a train and he got into a dispute with another passenger. And he called in a fake bomb threat, a terrorist threat, blaming it on the other passenger. And then police came on board the train, figured out that it was him, and they have arrested him and charged him with, like, all this stuff, making a terroristic threat or whatever, you know. So it was, the last time he was here was right after that. And he was... he was on defense, and he came in, and I could tell exactly what was going on. He didn't want to let anyone ask any questions. He wanted to come in.
Right, you're in a hard position.
Take over the interview.
Well, he started saying weird things, talking about the frailty of the human condition and how it just went on and using weird long words and philosophical conversation to avoid being asked any questions. Just kind of droned on. But I love the guy, though.
And so we'll see. I think it's going to be just like this. And Dumb was like, I think he's going to be on defense. And he wasn't. And I blew it.
Oh, you know what, Dumb?
I blew it.
Rover has a rule. Don't tell me anything.
I know. I really don't. Well, I was already anticipating that, though. I really was anticipating that.
I think it's always
that is a rule that I have. Dumb should remember that. Don't put anything in my mind before an interview, because then I can't get it out of my mind.
Yeah, who used to do that? Somebody used to come in and say, oh, they're in a really bad mood.
Me!
I didn't say he's in a really bad mood.
No,
I said that
in the past, Doogie would always do this before an interview to Rover. Go, hell, they're super tired.
I don't know what you're
going to get.
Yeah, out there, super tired, not talkative, going to be bad.
No, mine was more of in the... because I did a lot of prep and watched a lot of previous interviews he's done with other shows and podcasts and stuff like that. And he, just like Rover said, it was very, he didn't want to answer questions. He tried to take over the conversation and just kind of ramble about stuff that really had nothing to do with what people wanted to hear about as far as these incidents.
That's why I blew it. It's not like I have to cover every incident. People can Google these and look these up, but the thing with that Thomas Middleditch or whatever that guy's name is, how did I blow that? How did I not go down that road?
I blew it. We even had a video for you. You could have just played video of him talking crap. That would have just made it even easier. You wouldn't even have to do it.
This is what I know. That's what I know. I didn't even know that I had that video.
Your producer failed you here, Robert.
It's untrue. You have listed media in Trello on the prep next to that moment.
I'm sorry this happened. Because I pulled it all.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great interview.
I thought it was still great. Yeah, I don't know what you're...
I loved him.
You're worrying about nothing right now.
Yeah. He was appreciative, too.
I like everything.
I don't know how much he would have been willing to talk about anyway, because he's still in court for the thing on the train. All that other stuff has been settled, like the Uber stuff. He settled most of that out of court. All these allegations that came out in college, those are all unproven. There was a court that, like a student court that kind of went over all that in college. So the details of that are very much he said, she said at this point. There's no...
Someone hashtag me too him or whatever.
Big happened. Time, big time. So, I mean, I kind of look back what Dieter said. No matter what you think about the guy, he really is... He seems like a cool dude for the most part. I like TJ. So I think it's cool that you actually... We just kind of had some fun with him because he's just getting browbeat kind of everywhere he goes.
Yes, he is.
So I think it's cool he just got to
Just had a show canceled. A couple of shows canceled because people would would contact the comedy club and say, you shouldn't have this guy perform at the comedy club because of hashtag Me Too allegations or whatever. I think he just canceled the show last week or the week before. I don't know.
I didn't know he was one of the Me Too guys. Hashtag Me Too. I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah. It's slowly. I mean, there's...
Years ago this came up or recently?
Well, there's the college one that came out about him. So he allegedly sexually assaulted and did some pretty bad allegations out there about him. But again, you got to take them for what they're worth.
But it seems like there's more he's saying that's some sort of a stalker.
I agree. Oh, that's okay. Well, that's why I said different. It's a he said, she said situation there. There were allegations about transphobic comments and emails, and then another lady on an old show that he was on, some former porn star, said that he did some stuff. So there are some things out there about him, but I think he's got a lot going on. So it was nice to just come in and do some hot sauce and watch a fat guy get made fun of. Yeah, I think he probably appreciated that.
Yeah, there you go. But I think he would have opened up if I would have asked him stuff. You're shaking your head no, but...
I don't think he would have.
I think he would have.
I don't think he would have, and I think it would have soured the mood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No. You would have Jeffreyed.
I'm an expert at this. We would have woven our way right into the... It's not so much that I wanted to get into that stuff, but I really blew it on that Thomas Middleditch thing. How could I not link that when we're talking about the cuck, his wife, they wouldn't have threesome... How do I not bring up the co-star? That's my fault.
Yeah.
I did a terrible job. Dumb, you should have jumped in at that point.
Was it between the hot sauce down my gullet or
but before? Way before.
Before?
Yeah,
okay.
Now, what is this? I have a clip of Thomas Middleditch talking about TJ Miller.
There you go. So what is King. It? He's talking about the relationship and how he left the show Silicon Valley.
All right. Let me see.
Well, we had TJ Miller on the show the day it was announced that he was leaving.
Yeah.
Did his departure come as a surprise?
Mm-mm. No, I think for a while he was making it pretty clear that he was ready to move on and no sense in...
He gave a candid interview to the Hollywood Reporter and he...
I thought Larry King was dead. I can't believe he's still alive. I mean, he's doing interview shows. Where? Is this on the internet or something?
The internet.
Man, that's crazy.
He was critical of you and then praising of you. How did you react to that?
That sounds about right. I don't know. That sounds about... I've known that guy for a very long time, and I think he and I have had our times where we're very much in sync and times where we're not, and, you know.
Would you call him a friend?
Probably not now, but I don't wish him any ill will. I mean, I hope he does great in whatever he wants to do, but...
Were you shocked when he said that?
Yeah, I would say so. It was unexpected that he took it that far, but at the same time... What are you going to do? I suppose you can't go through this business entirely unscathed. So if someone wants to throw your name under the bus, what are you going to do? I don't want to retaliate. Again, at the same time, I hope he does great.
Someone, whoever handles the audio for Larry King has got to tell him you got to back off these mics a little bit.
I noticed that too, yeah. Is it Larry King just making like... Pig noises?
It's just old man noises.
It's like his dentures are falling out. He's slurping them back up.
Bad is that? Weird. Who goes out? Like, how does Thomas Middleditch? Who convinces him? Hey, listen, you have to go on Larry King.
Well, the other weird thing is he said TJ Miller was here before.
Yeah. How's Larry King get any guests on the internet? Like, who's watching this? It's on Ora.tv. O-R-A.
Oh, it's not even on YouTube.
TV. What is that? Like, I've never even heard of this. ORA.TV. Let's see what that's all about. Big names, big conversations, big personality. It's Larry King. Here he is interviewing Morgan Freeman. Here he is interviewing astronaut Scott Kelly. Wow, that's very loud in there. I mean,
it's just a guy mumbling. You know, my mic's on. Sorry.
No. It's not your mic. I believe is Flatitude's mic.
No. My mic was on.
Oh, no, it's just Charlie. Oh. Charlie is so cool. He just leaves his mic on. He doesn't understand. You have to turn it on and off because there's overhead speakers.
I'm a co-host.
You're not a co-host. You're a sound
co-host.
Engineer.
Co-host now. Co-host.
I don't know what the hell Aura TV is, but I guess Larry King is on that. Here's the thing that I think. I didn't realize how late I am. What's that?
We have a major problem with the other side of the building.
What?
You know our big boss?
Which one? Keith Hotchkiss? Yeah.
He annoys everybody over there with a megaphone.
Oh, no. Is he? Oh, stop. Does he get a megaphone out? Like, so what happens in radio is you have two groups of people. You have the programming side of people, which I fall into.
Which are normal people.
Sass Keith is programming.
Yes.
But he's like management, you know. You have the program directors. You have anyone in programming. That's one side. The other side is sales. And sales, they've never made anyone the market manager of anything from the programming side. So if you're going to be the big, big boss, you come from sales. And you know how cheesy some of these sales managers can be, like a used car lot or something. Yeah. Hey, everyone, we got a competition we're doing today. Whoever sells the most used cars today, you get a $50 gift certificate to Outback Steakhouse. All right, guys, come on.
3, 2, 1, sell.
Right. So is that what he's doing over there? So he has like a megaphone and he's like rah-rah-rah of how great everything is. And
they're
the
having a
so
sale
great.
Today. Like, everyone's over there working hard, one-day sale. So any clients that want to advertise, call now because they have great deals. Anyway, he wanted to get the whole troops motivated and he can't find his megaphone.
Somebody probably hit it. So he wouldn't be able to use it.
He's got people on the, like, I've had 3 or 4 people come down here asking for this. This is
his megaphone?
Yes.
I may or may not have.
You stole his megaphone?
Because everyone's like, please, we're begging you. I do. They're not
so what's he doing right now? Just standing like
he's
on a milk crate?
Just yelling and talking to people like normal. Like, we're all
and
adults.
You took it for the sole purpose of stealing from him? Or you took it, you have not returned it?
No, it sounds like the sales staff are very annoyed by this.
Yes, and they a while megaphone. Ago it may have disappeared.
But don't put it in the office.
So he saw me today, and he goes, "Where's my megaphone?" I started laughing, and I walked away. So now he's sending people down here, and he might go out and buy a megaphone.
Oh, and he'll buy one 10 times more powerful than the one that you stole from him. Probably.
Be careful what you wish
allegedly.
For.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Where's the megaphone?
Well, now you've spilled the beans. I mean, what should I do? I mean, you just admitted
you
took it.
I said allegedly.
Now
you said
have,
it.
Now
I
you're
going
to have to give it back, obviously.
Where is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's at my house.
So you borrowed it for a completely different reason.
Yes.
No.
For a Gia event. Yes.
Yeah. The dance moms.
No dance moms.
Oh, is that what it is? And now she's trying to cover for it?
You were supposed to return it.
They might go buy one.
And you didn't return it.
I see what's going on.
What did you use it for?
You should take a break.
Roverfest, did you use it? Never give it back?
No, it was like a couple weeks ago.
So she must have used it for something. You're right. You're absolutely right. Used it with something with her daughter.
Not at all. So should I return it?
It sounds like it's a little late. The one-day sale is one day, and that day is today.
Yeah, but he doesn't want the salespeople don't want him to use it.
Okay.
So just don't return it?
It doesn't matter because you're missing the one day he wants to use it.
Oh, he wants to use it every day. Every day he uses it.
Oh, I didn't know he's over. I thought you meant he just uses it once a year.
Special. No, oh, my God,
today.
No.
Oh, he's always walking around with a megaphone?
Yes.
Oh, you
don't
can't
return
have
that.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, you can't have that. In a workplace?
Probably 3 days a week, and they're not
That's
here
what they
Wednesdays
do
or
like
Fridays.
A Chinese kind of work, like a one of those.
Sweatshop?
Foxconn or something, yes. That's what they have. You don't do that in America.
Okay.
Back to work!
Hurry up, sell! Where's 2020 budget at? He just shows
it. Oh, my
God.
Can I tell you how happy I am? I mean, we have ratings pressure, but these guys, I don't know how they... I don't know who would want to work in this environment. All they do, and these managers, you go, well, Keith Hotchkiss, he makes some pretty good money. He's our market manager here. But All he does is get yelled at by corporate to make more money. They
don't
care
about
him.
Do you think he really does? Like, he just get every day?
Yeah, every, well, I don't know about every day, but they're always trying to squeeze money out of this place. And
he's always so stressed.
What a horrible environment to live and work in. And those salespeople, I mean, I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, they have it tough every day trying to sell, meet with people.
Ugh, and you're calling people that don't want to talk to you.
Well, I feel bad, yeah.
That's half the reason I got out of sales. I really felt like, as much as I bother people on the radio now, I was calling people and bothering them all the time at their job, just dialing for dollars.
When you have a great product like Rover's Morning Glory, I mean, how do you not sell this?
Well,
right? I mean, this is a great, fun product. They
but
have
here's
fun.
The thing. I always laugh at this because they will come to me and they'll beg me. They'll say, can we make your commercial breaks longer? I say, no, we're on the network. You cannot make our commercial breaks longer. We're sold out for the next 6 months. And I go, that's not my problem. Exactly. So on one hand, I don't know what it we sounds should... like it's selling itself. So maybe they have a great job. But on the other hand, how if you're sold out for the next 6 months, you're doing something wrong. You should be selling it for more, right?
We should be in charge. We should do sales.
I don't want to do sales. That's the worst job, I think.
I don't think so.
Sitting in a cube, calling people
it.
All... No.
We have a great...
You, leads, would not be able easier. To do it. You're doing like cold calling, right?
Right.
Some cold like, calling, yeah. I mean,
that's...
And you were selling brake pads?
Yeah.
Brake pads I sold radio? Industrial friction material.
Brake pads.
So you would cold call people and say... We want to sell you. Where would you even get this list of people? How do you even know they need industrial?
Research, you know what types of businesses have these certain sort of breaks. There are specific types of breaks on specific types of equipment, like corrugating equipment converting equipment. Oh, yeah. Well, that's boring. I'm not talking about how it can last 3 to 5 times longer than traditional friction materials.
Oh,
it creates no dust, and it's totally non-abrasive to the mating surface, so it'll reduce your maintenance cost and your downtime. Really great product, douche.
Now, how much... The other thing that sucks about sales, and I guess it's sort of true for us, like, the amount of money they make off of our show, we don't see, you know what I mean? Like, but with sales, how much would you do in sales? Like, how much would you sell for your company in a year? How much worth of material of crap would you sell?
I was on the lower end, so it was one of those kind of 80-20 situations where, like, one salesman sold 80% of everything and the rest of us sold 20%. So, yeah. I mean, I got up into, I think, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We did pretty good. It was an expensive product because it was made of Kevlar. So, you know, it did cost a lot to use.
And did you get paid handsomely for selling hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of this equipment or this material?
I did okay, but it was, you know, it was a niche product that was kind of going away, so fewer and fewer people were purchasing it because the technology is changing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of old Stone Age technology.
Would you get 3%, 10%?
I was thinking 10 on the first one and then 2 on residual orders.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a hit coming down from there. And because it lasted longer, it took forever for the new order to come in.
So how much would your salary jump from month to month, or what was the difference? Like, could you have 1 month where you made $3,000 and then
we got paid quarterly too.
What?
Yeah. It was quite a
what?
It was quite a situation.
How could you get by?
How do you live?
Small salary. It was rough. I had to have a second job.
You did get a salary.
Yeah, but it was like an hourly wage. It wasn't like a, you know, it was enough to, you know.
Commission is quarterly.
Commission was quarterly. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But still, that's not that much hourly. But.
Yeah, it wasn't that much hourly.
It's brutal. I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's UMMS.
Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
More proof that people are not paying attention to what's going on around them and they are just looking down on their phones. Wait till you hear this next story about somebody that was not paying attention.
All right, we'll get to that in a moment. Bert Kreischer on tomorrow? Is that accurate? All right, Bert Kreischer will be here tomorrow. He's filming his Netflix special here in town Saturday and Sunday. He has shows all this week, I guess. Thursday, Friday, tonight, Saturday, Sunday.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night, all the, those 3 days are sold out. And then he's got two shows on Sunday.
So he'll be in with us tomorrow. Is his wife coming in?
I told him to. I'll text him.
Okay. I have a lot of questions for her. How does she put up with his nonsense?
I agree.
He seems like the kind of guy that would drive a wife insane.
Yeah. What, is drinking or what?
Yeah. His drinking and
but he's so funny. Maybe it's just so funny that it doesn't matter.
And maybe he turns it off when he's not on stage. So? I don't know. I can't tell because we see him during the commercial breaks and he's still funny.
Yeah.
He's still on. So I don't know if he's able to shut it down.
I just, it seems like he lives at 100 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah.
And I don't know how a wife puts up with that.
You're also weird.
What do you mean?
You're like 1 mile per hour every day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't understand.
I'm conserving my energy.
What are you saving it for?
The show.
Later in life.
Oh, the show? The show
later. Okay. Yeah, later in life. That's right. You know?
Even when he's dragging, he's still funny. We're dragging, he's still funny. When I had to get him out of his trailer before Roverfest to help host, he looked at me.
He was so hungover.
He was so hungover. He goes, all right, I'll be right there. I just got to wash my balls real quick. He's just naturally funny. Yeah, he's how funny. He is. So I think he probably gets away with a lot of stuff just because of his charming, funny nature.
Why hasn't he taken that Kevin Hart leap?
What do you mean?
Like, I movies? Don't know.
Where he stops talking to us, you mean?
Yeah, why haven't we gotten to that where he stops talking to us? Like, don't you think?
We should have known when Kevin Hart ditched us at that comedy club to go hang out with Braylon Edwards. It was over from there. That was it.
Does that photo he showed where it was a young Bert Kreischer, is that here it is. Let me, I can't get this out of my mind. Bert showed us a photo of what he says was him as a young guy. Is that really him?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Well, Van Wilder was based on him.
Well, so you can have a fat guy that the movie characters then.
No, Van Wilder was like a ladies man too. He was like the kind of like a smooth talking kind of.
I think this might actually be Bert Kreischer, that photo. I think that might be him. As crazy as that looks.
It is. I think 100%.
And for instance, because here's another one from whatever this is.
Hold on. Type in young Bert Kreischer.
My God. That black and white.
Yeah, here's. This is Bert Kreischer, apparently. This black and white photo.
Type in young. Okay.
I typed in young Bert Kreischer.
Go to the top.
Okay.
Oh, no. The fourth picture, Rover. No.
Images.
Go to the fourth picture.
One, two, three.
Yeah, there you go. No, all right. Number three, then. Look at that.
What?
He's working on his stomach there.
He's got a fanny pack.
And this is from when he was in college.
And just that facial expression, that looks just like him.
That's from college, for sure, when the machine story's from. This is the machine story.
Yeah.
And then you have this other picture of him shirtless with abs and pecs.
You think it's Photoshopped?
I don't know. He's sticking out his gut in that
picture. He is sticking out.
Yeah, I guess.
Where is it? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He needs to get a wig.
That does. I mean, come on.
Look at the hair.
No offense to Bert Kreischer, but
that's Rover. That's him.
Yeah, Tim. Look at that stomach hairline from a fat picture to that picture. It's the same. He's got the same hairline. Right next to him.
And the jaw.
He's just so funny.
No, look at the smaller picture down, Rover, of him, and then right next to it, third row down, first and second pictures.
Third row down.
That one right there.
Yeah.
And then to the right of it, you can see the stomach hair. Same hairlines.
Can't see. It's the picture so tiny.
Aw.
Yeah, look at that.
Look how happy they look as a family.
Merry Christmas.
They're funny. That means he's awesome.
It does look like the same hairline, doesn't it? Chest hair. Wow. That's crazy. Because we've only known him as a larger guy.
Yeah.
I also thought it was funny when Bert was here last time. He goes, I didn't see myself as a fat guy until like 3 months ago when someone said that I was overweight.
Aw.
And so what do you think? His entire life he was athletic?
He sees himself like this,
that
Dieter.
Guy, yeah.
He sees that photo right there, young still? Bert Kreischer, in his mind. When he looks in the mirror, that's what he sees.
Yeah.
I still see the fat guy in the mirror. I know how that goes. People will be like, oh, you look great. And I'm like, I'm just not 400 pounds anymore.
Oh, I saw.
You still see yourself.
If you see pictures of Dom back when he was 400 pounds, he was enormous. Did you realize how fat you were at the time, Dom?
Kinda. I think I kinda had given up. I think when I crossed about like 325, I was like, yeah, screw it. Let's
but see, did you know, you know, like, I wonder, do you think you're not that big? Do you rationalize it? Like, you see other fat people and you're like, well, there's a big fat 400 pound guy.
When I looked in the mirror, I didn't realize how much bigger I was than the average person. So, like, it would have taken us to stand side by side for me to
three
see.
Of me.
I would not have realized it. There was actually a picture I took with listeners where I had two real skinny guys standing next to me. And I just remember seeing that picture and going, Jesus, I'm literally, those two guys could hide behind me if they wanted to. I was just a massive person, but B1 saw a picture, I don't know, a while back, and she was like, I definitely would not have talked to you if you looked like that now. Like, she just said there's no way she would have even given me the time of day that fat.
You met her, were you not fat?
Not as. I was probably about 220, 250,
oh, that's
not, 230, 240 maybe, I think, when she and I started dating.
All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
You know how when Jeffrey's here at work, he stands up during a break, he walks down the hall and he goes someplace, and he doesn't even look up. He just looks down, doesn't pay attention to
anything.
Ping
pongs off the walls. Like,
yeah,
he goes like
right.
To the right wall.
Zigzags.
To the left wall.
Doesn't look
to the
at
left
anything.
Wall again.
Yeah.
And he just constantly gets in everybody's way.
Totally. And you see people out in public when they're walking, cars around, they don't pay any attention. Very dangerous, right? Well, here's an 18-year-old Ukrainian boxing champion fatally struck by a train as she was crossing over a railroad track. She was wearing headphones. She was browsing her smartphones. She
oh
has her headphones
God. You
in.
You're kidding.
On her phone. Doesn't look around her. And boom!
She's run over by a train. I mean, how loud do you have your earbuds up? I mean, it's a train.
People are so focused into their phone.
It's and it could be
crazy.
Pretty loud, like noise-canceling headphones. You wouldn't even hear it.
Yeah.
Norovirus outbreak.
And would there be vibrations, too, on the ground?
I used to live next to the trains. There's no way you can't hear a train. I don't care what headphones you have on. You're going to hear a train. Unless for some reason, is it not at a crossing and there's no horn?
Or
you're gonna sense a train is coming.
Yeah.
No way you're not.
It might not have been at a crossing. I don't know.
She strolled over the tracks. She was at a designated crossing.
Oh.
So you're running. You got your headphones in. You don't look the one way and it hits blindside.
She must have thought she could make it.
Well, she's doing this. She's on it. She's like, uh-oh. Tries to beat it. You can't.
So she tries, did try to, you think she tried to beat
that's
it.
That's what they say. Maybe at the last second she tried to get it. She tried to get over. But that's also, you think you have, that's why these cars get hit. You think you have time?
It's an illusion. Yeah,
it's
faster than.
I saw a crazy, it was in our news, crazy accident down in the Palm Beach area, I think. I forget where it was. And, guy's driving. He has a convertible Mercedes. He's driving Sunday. He's driving a nice day. He has his top down. Driving. And a industrial, like one of the construction ones, forklift comes out of a driveway and the forks are sticking out into the street.
Yeah.
Guy runs right into it. I think it probably decapitated him. They didn't say that in the news, but it said he was killed instantly.
Yeah,
I think his head was chopped off, if I had to guess.
This video? Or just head. Article?
No video.
Oh, just, I saw this just one picture.
Yeah, here's there's a photo.
So wait, if there was no windshield, would he make it completely underneath it?
There was a windshield.
Yeah, I'm saying without a windshield, the car got completely underneath it. It was just a windshield.
Looks like it, yeah. Yeah, but your head is up there.
True, yeah. I mean, you're at the dock.
And this guy, well, he probably didn't see it. Jeez. And then the forklift. Do you have a picture of the forklift by any chance, Nitz?
No, it's the only picture I have.
The forklift guy, after the accident, the forklift guy just continues driving the forklift to the construction site. Like, he left the scene, and people had to chase him down. So I don't know what was going on with that, but...
I saw another video where a girl was just walking or running. I don't remember, but she did the same thing.
Walking, running, talking.
No, she was on a bike, and the forklift took her head.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, really?
I saw that.
Yeah, she was biking, and her purse went up, and it hung out of the forklift.
I think it might be in the Friday Leftovers folder, Charlie, I sent last week.
What happened? Dieter shows you a few death videos a couple weeks ago, and now you're just...
You're on the bandwagon? Can't get enough of them?
Oh, yeah, I'm hooked now. I'm completely demented.
What are you doing watching these death videos? Girls being decapitated.
It's not a death video, and she doesn't get decapitated. Oh, she just smacks her forehead.
You said that her head got cut off.
Yeah, it did.
Huh? Different video, then.
How many times does a girl ride a bike and get a forklift to take her head off?
So it cut her head off, is what you're talking.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's in today's folder.
Okay. We can analyze it.
Oh, no.
Maybe I'm so desensitized now I just didn't notice.
But
you are the one guy who was able to sit through that Russian video.
Oh my God.
A little warning. You missed it, Robert. Are you guys insane?
You gotta play the whole thing.
This is the whole thing.
Okay.
Oh. Well, all right. So it doesn't take her head off, but my God. She's on is she on a bike or one of those, like an electric
bike?
Yeah, something.
Does she not see that? The guy's just sitting still. Oh, she didn't see the bars. That's the thing. She just sees the guy in a little car. She's right. I'll go right past him.
Right.
Oh.
Here's...
Same thing happened to that car. Oh, my God.
Ow. But at least he got out and helped her.
At least he got out and helped. Yeah. Most of the Chinese videos I see, I think this is from China, they just pretend like it didn't happen and they walk right by you. Like, you're in the street going, ah, and they're just walking right over you. Like, they don't even see you.
Yeah.
Here's a way for Dom to make $250. If you don't feel like keeping your Thanksgiving private, then listen up. There's a porn site called Cam Soda. They'll cover the cost of your entire Thanksgiving dinner if you live stream the whole thing online so that users can watch. And people have fetishes for this to make it worth their while. So they'll pay you up to $250 to cover your meal. All you have to do is set up a camera and live stream it. Nothing R-rated or even PG-13 needs to happen. There's no nudity required. All you have to do is eat with the knowledge that people will be watching you and probably
taking care
of business on the other side. The only thing, for legal reasons, everyone at the dinner has to be over 18 years old.
All right.
No kids. If you're interested, Cam Soda's website is Thanksgiving Cam's. Cam Soda's website is got porn on it. So if you go to it, don't pull it up at work where everyone can see because there's like penises and stuff.
So just hit it real quick. Type it up.
Cam Soda's website. The email is thanksgivingcams@camsoda.com.
And you get $250 to let people watch you eat turkey.
Yes.
This is awesome. I love this idea.
Well, between this and your weed job, did he... I overheard the door open to the studio opened up, and I heard Dom trying to... He was doing something out there. Did you recruit TJ Miller to be in a video trying to get a job where you get paid $3,000 a month to smoke weed?
As a matter of fact, I did.
You called it. Rubber heard two words. Dumb said, this is why I get more than two words. But Rover's like, is he shooting a video for that weed spot? You knew it.
Can you do one tomorrow for me, hopefully?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll make it good.
That's actually pretty good.
I can't take credit for it. It was Charlie's idea.
Good job, Charlie. Yeah.
The video, if you'd like to see just the quick second of it, it's just TJ Miller just does a quick cameo. So the video is only 1 minute long.
Yes.
And we're just going to tag the end of the video with this.
So, that's why I'd be the perfect person to be your cannabis product endorser. Having said that, I'm not the only person who feels that way.
He's pretty good at smoking weed.
All right, that's good. That's good. Right. TJ Miller comes out, says that.
So I had to try to get those words out after just eating all that hot pepper.
That was right. That was
because yeah, you don't even pronounce cannabis correctly.
I flub it home so hot. My tongue is swollen. My lips are burning. I can't cannabis. Listen.
So that's why I'd be the perfect person to be your cannabis product endorser.
Your cannabis.
I mess up like four words. Let's get a take two on that.
I think he's having a stroke. They're going to go, this guy's having a stroke.
Oh, God.
Just like that newscaster. Do you remember that video? Who could ever forget that video?
Deers and beers and tears and gears and...
And you can tell she realizes she's having a stroke.
That'd be scary.
Because you can see in her eyes, she's like fear in her eyes.
She's like, I can't speak. I'm on camera.
She was this newscaster was actually having a stroke on the air and just started speaking complete gibberish. It's
and then had to throw it to a video.
Do you have that, Charlie?
I'm trying to find it. I remember that. Who's
this
name?
Guy frantically searching? Brain seizure.
It might not have been a stroke. It might have been aneurysm.
Ah, that's it.
Was it? I don't know.
How do you spell that,
the
Charlie?
The blonde haired chick, right?
Yeah, blonde.
Serene Branson.
There we go.
Yeah, that's
I'll get the video for
that's
you.
That's like
this is pre-RMG TV, so I don't think we did the video of that.
Oh, we have the video of that. We definitely have the video of that.
What year did that happen to
you? That's why I'd be the perfect person to be your cannabis product endorser. Having said that, I'm not the only person that feels that way.
He's pretty good at smoking weed.
2011.
Well, a very, very heavy debutation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go hit Terrison for the bit. They had the pit. What?
What? I mean, that's even crazier just listening to it without the video.
What year?
2011, it says.
I know we have the video. We've played the video before.
Weren't there two different ones that this happened to? Two different blonde women that both had this one happen in the actual news desk and the other one happened doing a live shot? I swear there were two of these.
She came out and said it was a migraine, not a stroke, that caused that.
Yeah, they did rebuke that.
I'm on this Cam Sodas, and there's one of the nastiest women in the world on there.
I warned you, not safe for work.
It is so gross. Oh,
Vanessa Del Rio?
It's worse than Vanessa Del Rio.
Anna Mills?
What
do
you say?
Anna Mills does have bad taste, but... Are you still in the middle of this, Shizzy, here?
I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, go on. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Back in 1994, when the movie Harriet was in its early stages, a studio executive reportedly suggested Julia Roberts play Harriet Tubman. When someone pointed out that Julia Roberts is not black, they say it was so long ago, but no one is going to know the difference.
Made up story.
What?
Absolutely made up. This is the director or whoever of Harriet. Tell us who the executive was. This is so moronic. This did not happen.
But why come out? This who benefits just, from this?
He does to get publicity for his Harriet Tubman movie.
Why is this also in the some guy in a meeting somewhere at some point said we should get her to play? Why is that a news story? Like they didn't actually go with it
because of the audacity of even thinking that a white person could play a historical black woman.
Right.
It just didn't happen.
It's just I agree with Rover. I don't think it happened.
Okay. Why would this? This is self-serving to the director or whoever
the screenwriter. Gregory Allen Howard says he first started trying to make it happen in 1994.
It's just self-serving to him.
What has he got in the hopper that you think
this is 1994? We're talking about 1994, not 1894. Okay, in 1994. There's not a movie executive on the planet who would say, Julia Roberts, let's have her play Harriet Tubman. It did not happen.
He's a black guy, too.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And you think an executive suggested that in reality?
He said it was because it was so long ago, Rover, people wouldn't know if she's white or black. So you can play a white person in the movie.
It's the whole point of the movie.
But kids growing up wouldn't know, it's a black lady. That's, I think, what he's trying to say.
You're not buying it?
If you don't know the story.
I do not buy this one bit. I think this guy should tell us. If this really happened, Who was it? Where was it? When did it happen? What studio? What movie executive said this? This is so outrageous. It just... it's a lie. The guy is telling a straight lie. In order to... in order to promote his movie that is coming out, or is out, or I don't know. Is it out?
No.
I don't think so.
What, the screenwriter's movie?
Harriet Tubman movie. That's what we're talking about. Movie is out or coming out.
Release date, September 10th, this says.
Okay. So it's out.
Okay.
Oh, no, November 1st. I'm sorry, United States.
When is it?
November 1st.
Okay.
So it just came out, United States.
That's why.
Okay.
That's why the guy's coming up, because no one cares about that movie. No one's watching that movie.
Okay.
No one's even heard of it. So now you have to come up with a reason
to get the story in the news.
So you concoct this ridiculous story.
I'll give you that. It's everywhere. The story is everywhere. That makes more sense. Yes, I do believe. Now, and there's still a little bit of controversy, so they say, because the actress is Cynthia Erivo, who is black, but apparently she's not American, she's British, so people are, quote, up in arms over that as well. But now that you said that, probably no one even gives a crap that she's British.
No, they're just making that up.
You're right. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Experience Rover's Morning Glory like never before with the RMG app. Stream audio and video, access your RMG Plus account, and more. Download it for free in the App Store today.
Man, this Cam Soda site. Every time I go back to that tab, it's like refresh to something else.
What's the site? CamSoda.com?
Yeah. It's just like these cam girls, and some of them are hideous. Some of them are all right, but they're doing weird things to themselves with giant dildos, basically.
Okay.
Man. Has anyone ever done any of these cam girl sites? Where I guess you get in there and you can chat with them and have them do stuff.
I know stripper Scott has.
You to
pay with tokens, I think.
Right. I don't want to interact with the girls. Like, I'd rather just watch a porno and have it in my mind that the girl, I don't want the actual real girl.
There's other guys. I've looked at it once. There's other guys typing while they're J-O-ing, like, oh, yeah, I like that. And you're just reading it, and it's just weird.
Ugh. So what were you doing in one
checking
of these
up, checking it out, like
sites.
You are right now.
Just
you know?
Once?
Yeah, I looked, like, what's going on in this? And they just keep teasing, like, all right, I just need 5 more tokens, and then I'm going to take my boob out. And you're like, cool.
One boob.
For some sort of loser.
Oh, jeez, man, dude.
I just clicked on one of these here, and I'm watching this.
All right. Do you need some
Is this actually
time?
Live, or is this just...
I don't know. I'm trying to remember the one I went to.
Was it Farrah Abraham, Teen Mom? Ugh. I just saw one of her. I guess she's doing that now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Would Dom be interested in doing that kind of thing?
Oh, if there's ladies that want to watch me crank one out, send me your email. We'll put something together. Absolutely.
A cam room?
No, actually, it's weird. I just had kind of this conversation with a little bit with B1 last night because a picture of that girl Julia Rose, the World Series flasher who we had on, popped up in my Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, you're following her now, huh? I said, well, yeah, you know, I got to be able to message with her if I want to get her on again, you know? And so I said, you know, have you ever considered doing one of those Patreon things like she does? She makes a lot of money doing that, and you're a hot chick. Have you ever considered doing that? And I go, you don't even have to get naked. Guys just want you to, like, send them messages saying, like, hey, have a great day in a bra. Why don't you do that? And she goes, I don't know, because I'm with you. And I'm like, what's the big deal? I go, honestly, is it really that big of a deal? If I don't care, why do you care? What's the big deal? You could flirt with these guys all they want.
So you're basically dumb. Here's what's happened. Let me just break this down for you. Dumb is so financially strained with his back taxes and that warrant out that he had for his arrest, which is cleared up now. He's got child support. Maybe he's in who knows if he owes back child support. He's in financial dire straits. He's trying to pimp out his fiance. I think is that the accurate translation that I just gave?
Peter, not offering her for sexual gratification to other people. And I told her you could.
But that's what people are getting out of it.
If she's going to put pictures of herself up in a bra or whatever, modeling anyway. On Instagram anyway for free, why not send a little message and blow a fake kiss that means nothing to somebody? I don't care. If it gets some guy turned on and he wants to pay you to blow him a kiss,
yeah,
go ahead. What do I care?
A tip menu for what each thing costs. Like a kiss is 5 tokens. If you want her to spank her ass, that's 10 tokens. To spank her sugar teats, that's 25 tokens. So the more you pay, the better you get. A flashing ass is 59 tokens. So I think you just go on the site and you tip to get whatever you want.
What's crazy, when she was in one of those, I don't remember what magazine was doing a contest for to be a cover model or something for it, and she was in a contest for it, and people could vote, but if they wanted to donate money, they'd get extra votes, and all she had to do was send them a little message, and she had tons of people do that. I was blown away how many people were doing it. People who had nothing to do with the radio show, nothing to do with me, just her own followers that were wanted, people from other states that just found her online and were into her because of this contest. So it's not me doing it. I said, you have your own built-in fan base. Take advantage of it. Especially if I don't care.
Yeah.
Dumb would be monitoring. I know him. He says he doesn't care, but he would
be
on
money
that.
Coming in.
He would be monitoring any direct messages that she gets. He would be.
I'm over all that. Yeah, I used to be that guy where I was checking phone records to see what text message she was sending, how many data she was using. I used to be that guy. Now I'm I kind of abide by your rule, Rover. If she's going to cheat, she's going to cheat.
That's right.
I can't stop it. And if she wants to, there's the door. There are 8 billion other women in this world. So
that's right.
While I do love her very much, I don't mean to make it sound like I don't. I wouldn't want to be cheated on like that.
So I'm looking at this. I'm on this Cam Soda, and I'm just watching it. I guess I don't need any tokens. I'm just watching this thing, and this girl's just getting naked and dancing around for guys, and they're in there chatting with her, and now they are controlling her. Apparently, she has some sort of vibrator in, and you can use your tokens to control her vibrator.
How can you watch without paying? How are you on the site using that one?
I'm just watching her.
That's what I'm saying, but how are you able to get that without even paying for tokens or anything? You just watch?
Yeah, I just clicked on one of the things.
That's why I'm surprised that it
works.
Did
you click on it?
Yeah, I'm on one.
And you watching?
I'm watching.
Oh.
Yeah, people are tipping. Tip one token. She's typing back to these people.
So maybe they let you watch without tokens. That seems seems like it kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Naked?
Huh?
She naked?
Yeah.
I'm closing this down, you pervert. Sorry.
All right. Go to break.
I mean, there's.
Closed. Sorry.
This is I'm watching Cat Leia, a big black stripper, it looks like. And she has her boobs out, and she's just.
Are there any
she's got her vibrator. Oh, her vibrator is sticking.
What about the guys for?
Well, it's because they're having sex.
Yeah, but don't you want to just look at a chick?
No, I don't want to watch people have sex.
There is one. Now I don't know if this is live I don't know if this is live or if it's VOD. 1 hour scissoring.
Oh wow.
Tribbing. Whatever that means, toe sucking, and it seems to be a guy and a girl taking 11 inches. Oh no, that's her in a vibrator.
Okay.
Oh no, this scissoring is just two girls, I guess.
Well, this other site
on riding dildos.
This other site, Chatterbait. This girl's really going to town with three guys right now. I think live, but
that
I don't know.
That one's safe for work.
Well, I don't think it's safe for most people's work, but I'm fine.
I got Hannah the squirter.
All right.
She's got a tampon string hanging out. Look right here.
Cool. That's what you're into, though.
What is tribbing, by the way? What is that?
Yeah, what is tribbing?
It's a weird word.
T-R-I-B-B-I-N-G. tribbing videos and free lesbian tribbing porn. Tribidism. Is that even, am I pronouncing it right? Or tribbing, commonly known its scissoring position, is a sex act in which a woman rubs her vulva against her partner's body for sexual stimulation. Who calls it that? It's very strange. I've never heard that word before. But if you do a Google image search of it, you're going to find quite a lot. All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus, and we'll give some stuff away right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Heart Radio Station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m.
If you thought the stuff that squirts out in those pimple-popping videos is gross and offensive...
Like a teaspoonful of mashed potatoes.
Wait until you hear what we do next.
This is the worst thing we've ever done. We've reached the bottom.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. In just a moment. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. You can watch or listen live as these guys all continue in just a few minutes. But first, I have some stuff to give away. Tickets to see the Black Crowes. Shake Your Moneymaker 2020 World Tour at Blossom Music Center Tuesday, August 18th. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com, but you can win them if you are caller 30 right now. 866-YO-ROVER to snag your tickets. 866-967-6837. Bert Kreischer still has some tickets, a few tickets available for some of the shows this weekend, Sunday, I believe. Taping his Netflix special in town. Go to agoracleveland.com for that. Charlie, what do you have coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus?
We are going to talk about did Rover blow the interview with TJ Miller? We'll talk about eating his extremely hot sauce. We'll talk about Doogie trying to force Rover to buy dinner. And we'll talk about Dumb encouraging his girlfriend to be a cam model. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
Might as well take advantage of it. You're back on the radio. You could drive some people to
and
her.
She doesn't have to get naked. She doesn't even have to get naked. She's got a great bod.
That's where the real money is, though.
You're going to have to get naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. They pay all these girls on this site. Everyone's nude.
Let's just dip the toes in the water first and see where we go, okay? Let's just...
Would that be, Dieter, if your wife came to you and said, I could make $100,000 a year as a cam girl, where it's just me, there's no guy involved, but people are watching me, paying for stuff, would you allow that?
I think it has to be more, so I don't have to work.
Oh, enough so that you could
if she can support, I could be like a...
Stay at home,
sugar baby. Is that what we would be?
Yes,
yeah. You'd be all for it.
Yes,
that's a man's man right there.
But if it was $100,000, you wouldn't. It's a lot of money.
I know. When she stops, though, I don't want. What's she going to do after that? You have to think. How's she going to work?
Dumb. Do you think about that?
If she can save up enough money, right? Can she get another job after doing this line of work for say 3 years, 5 years?
Oh, it is hard sometimes to find a job if you put yourself out there. So maybe that might come back and bite her in the ass. I'm not sure. But if you're good enough at it, you could parlay it into something else, perhaps.
Dumb lives for the moment. I think you've been able to deduce that. He's not thinking 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road.
Oh, who has time for that?
You are thinking at most... I would say the longest term planning you're doing is 3 weeks and probably 3 days.
No, I give myself about 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, because I got to consider my customers, so I'm working out ahead for them, probably.
All right, that's true. All right, he does have that wedding DJ business he has to think about.
You have a wedding? I give myself about a year out.
You have a wedding to DJ this weekend?
I do.
What's it all about? Tell me all about the happy couple. Do you know anything about
that? Your basic wedding. No, this couple, they're actually pretty chill. They just kind of fill out their stuff and give me their customization paperwork, and I'll come do their wedding for them. Some people are overly, let's meet a million times.
which is sometimes you need to. This couple kind of has everything buttoned up, especially the venue they're at. It's a pretty buttoned up venue. They don't really do a lot of different schedules. Mm-hmm. So, like, the schedule is pretty much set. It's just about the customization of the music and any other little things that they
fans
want.
Fans of the show?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe so.
All right.
How fun will it be when I get married? My wedding's going to be a blast.
By the way, what? I think Dom should charge more for his wedding DJ stuff. I think you undercharged, Dom.
Sometimes I hear that, and then other times I get to them too much. It's weird. If you're looking for like a discount DJ, I'm way too much. If you're looking for a professional DJ, I'm probably underpriced. But I am a professional DJ, but I also don't try to gouge people to, you know, I understand. Actually, it's funny. I just put a quote out for a holiday party.
Yeah.
And it really isn't a very extensive party. It's basically set up your equipment and play some cocktail music and some Christmas music and make a few announcements. I mean, yeah, it's really not a hard gig. I didn't charge that much. The people, she told me some of the prices some of these other places were charging. It was almost double.
Oh,
and I was blown.
You're underpricing.
Yeah, but they'll be happy, and then they'll tell other people, and then that word of mouth, then they'll get.
But there's only so many weekends in the year.
Exactly.
So,
but
he's booked up. He can't add any new more weddings.
Let's get booked up every single weekend for the rest of the year, and then we can raise our prices.
That's hard to do that, though, because it's. I have my kids every other weekend, so it'd be nice to be able to raise the prices and work every other weekend and do them and be able to see them, too.
What are the prices?
Wait a second. Hold on. Can't your fiance watch the...
She does, doesn't she?
No, she does.
If you have it every other weekend, I mean, how long are you out at a wedding, DJ? 5 hours? Can't she...
No, these are 8-hour events, usually. These are 8-hour days. Are you kidding me? Yeah, no, it's... Because I'll do the ceremony before as well, because a lot of people aren't getting married in churches anymore.
Uh-huh.
So if they do a reception at a hall, usually the hall has a little gazebo out back or a little pond or something like that that they'll do the ceremony at. So I'll provide coordination and music and help getting them in and out for the ceremony.
What's that? Hour day.
Yeah, because some people, if they do pictures in between, things like that. So, and then you got to account for the setup. So, I mean, it turns out to be a full 8-hour day usually.
What time you get out then? Midnight?
It all depends. Usually most people go 6 to 12 for the actual just reception. Sometimes it's, you know, 5 to 11. For the most part, it's either a 5 or a 6-hour reception.
All right. Let's see. So that's what you guys have coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you don't subscribe to Plus, sign up at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as they get started in just a few minutes. We'll be back live tomorrow morning with Bert Kreischer. Have a great day. We'll talk to you then. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
It's Rover's Morning.